Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Sonny, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Rosie. All night, Sunday, Central. Follow me now. Listen, say hi, Dick. Yes, you're rolling hip hop. The day rolls, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. The black dog comes to rock it.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate, the whole and not the half of it, forecasting after map of it, projectile and I'm blasted with accurate assassin shit, me a quality close like Bethlehem and Nazareth, after this you be pressing rewind on top of your master this, shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it, connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements, cause all our Brooklyn residents, all the heavy regiments, don't believe, hear the evidence, we're Brooklyn. See that? Find the ticket all, can't believe that. From where they send the tree at, to where the police react. Silent quality, equality, just tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust, cause it's get a fabulous life, look pretty, what a pity. Blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street senses, I'm in it, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think you're full, is bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was fronting. Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 5, 8, 8. We came to rock it on to the system. Best alliance in hip-hop, why?
Manhattan keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax with the gimmick back, Red Hook where we're living at. Clearly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what if we discussing. When the cock crows, my crop grows, enable me to rock flows. Striving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colossal. True original, B-boy apostle, standing on the rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history of spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty, you gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats that hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto, 360 milliliters for all the believers and miles to kill our leaders. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheaters. A cypher who complete us if we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us from a reader.
Line to line.
Good Jesus, no seven quality just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, eat up.
1, 2, 3, most heaven, solid quality. We came to rock it on to the system. Best alliance in hip-hop, why oh? I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. Bitch, I do Pac and Biggie. Hold your head when the beat drop, why oh?
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubine. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the get the paper on the caper, but now let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions to invade the air. Hold up for a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal. If you got knowledge of solo or Del myself, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. They're cute at that. So who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause I'm wetting niggas. So run and tell the others, cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build mics in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it to last.
We on a rolling tour.
Our music at night. Thus spawned the title of this program. The word maraud means to loot. In this case, we maraud for ears.
Gather around, the Renaissance man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable to speak from my mouth, and no doubt, we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalists, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs. Plagued with disease, so take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man. And I feel it in the Renaissance. Rap, 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 Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the midnight marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would hone my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from us, me and the North. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big T, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I slipped the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultist move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It's the Renaissance. It's rap Renaissance, rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the go. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
It feels like it's been a year just to get back on the mic, people. Damn, it's good to be here. This is Renaissance Poetry, and we're here to celebrate 1 year of being on the air, which is a big deal because me being a contractor, I've never been able to stay on the air and continue to do a show for a long period of time, even if I was doing it the way I am now. And I'm just very grateful to everyone who's been involved, to Raji and Kim for taking care of the event page and making Renaissance Poetry what it is, with how they share and support the show, as well as all the poets who've continued to support the show over the year, and the new people who have come to the listen and be inspired to write, and that energy that just keeps coming every time we do the show, man. It's just beautiful. And I just want to thank everyone for being involved and continuing to show love to the show. Before I go any further into that, I want to say something about, you know, the loss that, you know, we've had this year. And with that being said, you know, we've all talked about it. We've all come here for that purpose, to express and to pull from others and give to others. So at this particular time, I would like to give to Mama Oladeji. I saw a post earlier where she was saying that her mom was not well. So if we all could just, you know, pray for her, send love and light, whatever it is that you do, please put one up in the air for Mama O. And I said, Mama O, she can come get me with a belt if she won't. But that is what it is. I love her to death, and we all do. So just want to put that in the air and make sure you guys show some love to Mama O. All right, so there's something different I've been thinking about doing to this show. So if you guys would like to comment on the event page, see how you feel about it. I've never been a fan of the cipher thing, but it's kind of something that's starting to grow on me a little bit, but it has to be done a certain kind of way. You know, I've kind of disliked when people are like, is it my turn? Is it ready? Should I go? Like, so if we could do it in a way where it flows, like, you know, as soon as your mic opens, boom, you know. But let me know what you guys think, if toward the end of the show, if we have time, that we do like a Renaissance cipher. Let me know what you guys think about that. So without further ado, you know how I like to get to the show. So this is about as much as I can do to speak on everything that's happened, the anniversary and such. I want to get to the poetry. That's what I'm here for. That's just what I've been missing. So I'm going to go to the first caller on the mic. We have 240. You're on the mic.
Happy anniversary, Brother Keith. How you doing, sir?
Already, Big Joe. Man, I appreciate that. it's a big deal for me, man, to be able to be in one place long enough to continue to do a show, man. It's a good feeling. And this show has been, you know, way more successful than I ever thought it could be. You know, everybody was always like, yeah, you always think it's – but that's just me. You know, I'm just prepared for, you know, people might not show up. It is what it is, but – you guys continue to show up and show love, man. I'm thankful.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Much respect, man.
Indeed, man. I appreciate what you had to say about the show, as well as the others. Definitely, you know, have to give a shout out to the people who decided to comment, you know, Gina Storm, Jess J, individuals who came on the post that LaSalle put out, and I'm thankful to her for even asking the question, because people came through and they didn't have to say anything. I thought that was pretty dope to even say that, you know, to even ask the question, to put that out there in the air where people could speak on what they thought about the show. So I thought it was really dope.
Yeah, that was nice, man. I really appreciate that thought she had about that. That was awesome.
Even, you know, Shauna has something to say. She's been to the show like once, so I definitely appreciate her taking the time to speak on it. That means that she's, you know, been listening here and there. That means a lot. Everybody doesn't have to spit. They have opportunity to just listen and enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so we've done all of that, man. We said all that we need to say. All right, I'm ready. Ready. I've been waiting, man. I've been waiting. So, all right, Joe, I know you came to spit, so we're going to make it do what it do. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. Move to do not adjust your television set. The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Wait a minute here. One out of 12. Who loves you, baby, as I dwell on those Tootsie Roll Pops? Cops and cop shows, cop pros, cop those crime lines, bodies with those outlines, orange jumpsuits tucked away, throwaways in the lining of my boot. Don't shoot. Give me the loot. How to murder your wife. Now, that was a hoot. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time, Loretta. Keep your eye on the sparrow. Did anyone else but me think Morticia was fine as ever? I know to this day I have a dark frame of mind. Captain Kirk put work on the big green behind. Lost his face in Perry Mason. I would have killed Dr. Smith for all the problems he created. I couldn't function with that Petticoat Junction. There wasn't much in black entertainment other than learn my taste from those role-based actors. I mean, Julia. Were we supposed to clap for her? That gap in her reality was a carrot-on-a-string mentality. I stuck with science fiction and Close Encounters of the Third Mind. That other fiction led to encounters of a preferred time. Remember your past. Remember where you came from. Remember all those smiling faces from whence you got your name from. It's a shame, son. They're still telling you who you are by selling who you are. Programmed to buy a life where there's no purchase form. Perchance to dream by any other name. Consumerism fueled by the modern slave trade. You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey to a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone. I dropped that stereo mode. I'm not a type, I'm an entity. The biggest influence that I see, television brought out the freak in me. Every single woman was beautiful to me. Well, except Miss Jane. But even Jeffro was no fool. There was nothing on the set that wasn't in your window about sex. Or triggers to keep you being high with your throat wet. Those so-called documentaries so they can show you as fallen enemies. Our Trojan horse is their TV. Everybody watching the big screen. But I like screams, murder and mayhem. Whodunits are cool, man. But black people portrayed as fools, man. Made up lies where imagination rules, man. Amos and Andy didn't seem so dandy once we were schooled, man. I can't flow to that stage of mental oppression. I remember the Mubi gaslight. Now that was a lesson. Family matters. All I got was a crush on Laura. How many times were our queens portrayed as flora to be seated or maids to be cleaning or matriarchs in the wake of a father's leaving? Damn, 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 the struggle of man. Than that make-believe Huxtable clan. The cold hard truth is, they're trying to program you. Silk rag on my mic. Are you stiff homes? Stuck in a menagerie of black life clones? Maury Springer thinkers ain't got shit to do. Drinkers, cheaters, Jesus, another game show. How many times have we seen this shocking awe flow? These below-the-belt blows. These how you even know, never leaving the front door. no to the innocent, yes for the flames. Those who truly give a shit always get the blame. They think they all that fame, rocking a vacant page, slave to the rhythm, ain't no Grayson Jonesin. This present party super won't leave me alone, man. This omen, yo, man, don't get caught in the stream. Don't get caught in your magnificence and wake up in viral dreams. It's my piece. Thank you.
Brother Joe, that's how you bring in the motherfucking show, man. I ain't even mad. All right. Damn. He had a lot to say there about the TV, man. My man said, don't shoot. Don't shoot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. It's all right, Biggie. You know, that's my shit. But then my man took me all the way back and said, Morticia was fine. He had a dark mind. Captain Kirk did work on the Green Mile. Close Encounters of the Third Mind. I see what you did there. I see what you did. Telling you who you are by selling you who you are. Okay? Brought up the Twilight Zone. When you started saying the Twilight Zone thing, well, about it. I was like, all right. You brought up the Twilight Zone theme on me. Hit me with the voice. But, yeah, you said something real deep right here, man. So I got to put this out. Trojan Horse is a TV. You know, black people portrayed as fools. You're talking about Amos and Andy, of course. But this line right here, stay with me right here. You said, our queens portrayed as flora to be seated. Bars. That's some shit right there. I'm digging the piece, man. Definitely appreciate you coming through and spitting something like that, man. Starting the show off with that type of energy, man.
Absolutely, man. It's an anniversary, brother. Celebrate.
It's a celebration, bitches. That's all I'm talking about. I'm here for it. I'm here for all the poetry.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? You came through with that, man. I appreciate the love and support that you always have for all the shows, man. Like I said last time, and we got to give this brother his flowers because Joe been out here. He been out here letting us know what poetry means, and he been showing us what it means to grow in poetry because I've just seen your pen elevate over the years, bro. So I definitely appreciate you, man.
Well, appreciate that, brother. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Already. All right, man. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, man. I hope that you continue to listen. Show love on the event page.
No doubt.
Let everybody know what you think. And, again, hope to see you next show, bro.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you.
Already. That was Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, coming through and doing his thing. So we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 540 on the mic.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Mimi.
Already. Glad to see you made the show.
Yes. I went back to work in my building, so it's been an adjustment getting used to actually, you know, not working from home anymore and all that. So, yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's definitely a difference. And you got all that comfort at home, now you got to go back outside.
Right.
I haven't been
hitting up shows and stuff as much, but I'm starting to adjust a little better now. So I thought I would pop on tonight and do a quick one.
I appreciate that. You know, I love it. You were the first surprise that I had the first show. You showed up. I was like, what? Mimi didn't call the shows? Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I appreciate you continuing to support as well and finding time to come through. It's been tonight. So I'm definitely letting you do your thing, and I hope that you're able to continue to listen and as you go. So I'm going to press mute.
And
the mic is yours.
I do want to say, before you go,
okay.
I do want to say happy anniversary. Like, a year is dope, man, especially when, like, Blog Talk started kind of dwindling down and falling off and people weren't calling as much, and you have single-handedly, with your team, of course, revived this shit for a lot of us. So thank you, and happy anniversary.
Man, I appreciate that. It means a lot, of course, because I came into it skeptical because of the same thing, because of how it fell off and how people weren't calling the shows. And, you know, it was just so different. And it wasn't a lot of motivation for me personally. I call the show wanting to spit, and stuff would get said to make me hang up. Like, I don't even want to spit no more. So to have people, like, with the same, you know, energy come through and continue to come through, that means a lot to me because I just didn't expect for it to be like this. So I'm very thankful. You know, I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely.
Already. And again, thank you for pointing out Kim and Taraji for doing their thing on the event page, because they keep it hype over there, and that's a big deal.
Indeed, they do.
Alrighty, so I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
This piece is titled Can't Get Right, and it is inspired by Usher's song Bad Habit. No matter how many times I get hurt or do the hurting, I do believe that love is worth it, and I can't lie, I want it. Despite all my fronting, I still hold out hope that the next one will be the one. And even though it's yet to happen, because every relationship I get in ends up lacking the things I think I need. Hell, I can be honest, it might be my own greed wanting hella more than what's possible. Maybe fairy tales and romance novels have left me with unrealistic expectations. I guess you could say I'm a dreamer. See, somehow for me, the grass always seems to be greener, and while I'm not a cheater, a dude with confidence and a sexy demeanor can always catch my eye. And then there go my head all up in the sky. You factor in my issues with trust, and old red flags I thought I'd stomped into dust seem to reappear. I start to fear life without you in it, and defense mechanisms kick in. That's when the what-ifs begin their mental assault. I start to find fault with the man I once thought was the answer to my prayers, convince myself that he's probably out there having affairs or at least planning to do his sister wrong. So damn it, two can sing that song. Truth is, though, he's probably innocent all along. Just got a little too comfortable, no longer attentive. I still struggle with being vulnerable, so it's easier not to mention and to just assume. Mind starts playing tricks until I scratch and pick at all the wounds I thought were healed. And I'll do anything not to feel that pain again, so I start to question whether this love is all I think it is or if I'm just being a fool. Fear becoming fuel for my doubt. But now I think I finally got it figured out. I'm held hostage by my past. I'm convinced happiness for me won't last, so what do? I end up messing up what is by obsessing over what could be. I promise you, it's not you. It's me. I keep fucking up my love life, yeah. And that's that piece.
I know she did not hit me with some voice at the end of her piece. She did not sing on the mic. Well, I don't even know what to do now. I wasn't even, look, you can't do that. You can't just come through and hit us with the notes. We wasn't ready for that.
Just trying to be like you. Just trying to be like you.
Oh, shit, okay. All right. All right, I'm too quick. That was too quick. You can't come back quick like that. That's too quick. She said, she's talking about love and the peace. So what I love about this piece here is the vulnerable honesty about it. You know, a lot of people do not look at themselves, you know, in this way. You say that you can't lie, you want it. The next one would be the one. But your own greed, wanting hella more than what's possible. The grass is always greener, you're not a cheater. But then you go into it and you say, I start to fear life without you in it. You talk about the mental assault, you start to find fault. The truth is he's probably innocent. But what really got me is when you said, you know, when you start to assume, the mind starts playing tricks and picks at your wound, and you're held hostage by your past, and, of course, messing up what is by obsessing on what could be. You're saying so much in this piece, but you're doing it so poetically. And, of course, you hit me with the vocals, so, you know, so creative. But being able to say this in this way to keep, you know, people involved, entertained, to fall into the piece, to see the pictures, all that shit is dope. And being able to do that is not something everybody can do. So it's definitely appreciated to hear it in this way, to be vulnerable in this way, to speak about, you know, love in this way. And, man, definitely miss poetry, so I'm excited.
Thank you. I have a question for you. It's maybe a little off topic, but I really need to know because I wonder it every week and I never ask. Do you know shorthand? How the hell do you capture poems that fast? Because somebody would have swore they would have swore that you had read that poem before, and even with Joe's piece. And, like, I promise you, y'all, Keith has never heard this poem before because I just wrote, so I'm really wondering how you catch it all that fast.
I don't have short hair. My sister does. I definitely don't. I just kind of remember it. I play it in my head as you're still doing the other poem, and I'm writing it out from what I remember. Then I remember the lines. I remember the rhyming words, and I kind of pull those lines out. And as you're still spitting, I'll hear that. And then I'll just kind of gather that and put it to the side, and I'll start writing as I'm listening. Sometimes I lose it here and there, and the whole rhyme scheme doesn't come all the way out, but I have the bits and pieces to talk about it. So I kind of bring it together that way. But it's really just
that's
writing the whole thing out. Like
that's a skill.
I'll screenshot it and send it to you so you can see what I did.
That's impressive. That's impressive as hell. If I could do that, then I could memorize these pieces a little bit better, I'm just saying.
I'm a little lucky on that. I kind of got have a – I just kind of see the words as you spit them. So it's kind of like I take a snapshot of the words, and I just kind of write it out. But it's – I don't know. It's just something I've kind of been able to do when I realized I could and just kind of expanded on it. And there's a couple other people I know that did it really well. Monique Wells in a particular,
yes.
She did it really well too. So I understood, you know, damn, it's possible. And once I started writing these things out, I realized I could do it as well. And I enjoyed that part of poetry when people give feedback to the poem in that way. And it just kind of, you know, was always a big deal for me.
That's awesome. Well, I just wanted to know the answer to that. Thank you so much for letting me spit. And again, happy anniversary. I'm going to go back and sit down and just listen.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, so we are at the 9:30 mark, people. We're listening to these great poets come through. So I'm going to continue this. We're going to go to the next caller. We have 506 on the mic.
Hi.
Hello. Who do we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is Lady A.
Lady A, hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. Congratulations on this anniversary of the success of your show. Well done, well
Thank
done.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate it. It was, like I say, I just wasn't expecting the show to be what it is, so I'm very grateful. And just the fact that, you know, I love poetry the way that I do, being able to hear you guys come through and spit all of these different perspectives in your own original styles. It's a great thing to be a part of.
Well, I appreciate you and I appreciate your show and thank you for taking my call. I wrote something a few years ago and I'd like to read it tonight. It's about Operation Marauder, the Allied offensive in the Mekong Delta. And January 1st to the 6th in 1966. There's a reference to beehives in this, and it's what the hiding places were called for the Viet Cong that they used during that time. This is a time of life. That was, you know, quite disturbing in a lot of ways. But one of the big things for me is the men that went over there and did what they did for so long and then came back and did not have the comforts of the people that their home receiving them back. And it was a very tumultuous time. And I've always admired the veterans of that era, all veterans, but particularly these ones, because they came home to such hardship after the war. So if I may, I'd like to read this.
Okay. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. This is Marauders in the Jungle. Whitewashed petals clung to the ransacked air, like ash from Mount Kilauea had powdered the rainforest. The petals clung to life as thick, acrid smoke tried to smother them. Rain, a dance for rain is needed to wash away the acerbic shroud. jungle foliage weeps for the petals. Their tears are not enough to bathe them clean. Mekong River floats them, lifeless. When will the rain come? Napalm grows in this jungle where the petals grow. The odor clings to the olfactory senses, brands it in memory. Petals are not alone in their plight. Beehives were abandoned in order to save their lives. Marauders swarmed in the new year, 1966. From the 1st to the 6th, all was destroyed. Casualties on both sides of the Mekong River. Marauders in war that never could be won lay in their quake. Whitewashed petals clung to the ransacked air. End poem.
I love how you wrote this piece and how you dedicated it. The first two or three lines reach of the whitewashed petals clung to the air. If you could give me the first stanza again, please.
Okay. Whitewashed petals clung to the ransacked air, like ash from Mount Kilauea had powdered the rainforest. The petals clung to life as thick, acrid smoke tried to smother them. Rain. A dance for rain is needed to wash away the acerbic shroud.
Mm. The reason why I wanted you to read that again is because of the way that you read it, it really painted this picture. Like, you can literally see, you know, everything that you're saying. You can see the ash falling. You can see the petals. You can see the rainwater. You can see the need for it. You can see the death of life in the area. You just
mm-hmm.
spoke about the petals. You spoke about the bees. You spoke about the marauders, and nobody won. Everything was, it came together so poetically, but it was very melancholy. It was very to the point of understanding that there was death here. And you conveyed that very well in this poetry, and I definitely appreciate you bringing, you know, your style to the show tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Indeed, indeed. I know you said you had another show to get to, so I definitely appreciate you taking the time to come through and show us some love.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Alrighty. That was Lady A, people coming through, showing us some love to the show. We are at the 9:38 mark. The reason why I keep saying this is because we like to go into what we call host spit. And we got a little surprise. You know, Kim wanted to come in and speak to you guys before we do that. So I'm going to bring her in a little bit here, but we're going to get to the next caller here. We have 267 on the mic.
Hello?
267, you're live, yes.
Hello? This is me.
Yes.
This is me, I. Bosh,
oh
Bosh, Smee, you know, the third. It's me,
listen,
I.
Listen, people, this is
me,
for real, the poet
them,
being Smeagol. So if you guys didn't figure that out, that's for real, the poet being Smeagol.
Smee,
what's
I,
going on, brother?
Smeagol. What's going on, Keith Ferris? What's up, little bro?
I'm good, man. I can't help
hey,
it. Man. You done brought Smeagol to the show, man. Shit.
You know, I had to bring somebody with me all the time, man. I'm glad I got in here, boy. I'm on my way to the plantation and whatnot, but I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to shout you out, man, and tell you, man, how proud I am of you. Happy anniversary to not only you, but I had to pause on that. My lovely sisters, Sister Taraji and her nephew here, Sister Kimbella Renee. Okay. Smeagol will take the break for that. Smeagol said that.
You.
I didn't say that. I love
him. They're going to kill you.
I know they didn't wrote some shit on your webpage. I know they. But love you guys, man. Congratulations, man. What you provide over here, the standards that you set, man, and what the energy that you bring, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you're halfway decent, little brother. I put it that way.
All right, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that, man.
Yeah.
Already. So I know you came to spit, right? I know you brought something for us.
Oh, man, you know what? I'm going to do a piece. I'm going to rewind. I'm going to do one of the first pieces I did over here when you brought this show back. You know what I'm saying? And I had just got
right.
Bible studies. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those pieces.
Right. Yeah. Your Bible study. Everybody that's been listening to this show know your Bible study is just a little different than everybody else. The natural Bible study don't seem to be for real's book. Yeah. Just so y'all know, this ain't the book y'all read in church. It's just so y'all know.
For real. He's silly.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, so seriously. I'm going to press mute. I'm going to let him read from his nasty-ass Bible. And, press mute. And Mike is yours.
Sacrilegious, bro. That's blasphemy. All right, y'all. This piece is titled Lovemaking. Lovemaking. I'm kissing my thoughts, the ones I'm having and the ones that I may have, deep-throating them, making all kinds of love in them, all kinds, going all in and thinking the Most High for every minute. And as I passionately kiss my thoughts while making love, making love, I said while making love, to life, make love to life, kiss it, touch it, allow its brilliance to brush upon your skin, let its breath heal what's ailing, lay your head on its chest and listen to its heartbeat within, share in its vibration, enjoy the many tantalizing sensations he erupts from within. Feel that? That's your soul moaning. Let it happen. Let it happen. Drip. Let its magic happen. Overflow. Allow that hot lava to flow. Let it go. Like cool running streams can't be controlled. Let go. Let nature work. Good. It is on the side of the dirt. Worth living, laughing, loving, God is good, leaving something, weeping willows, weep. Don't just live in abundance. You only get one life. Hold it, kiss it, touch it, feel it, rip, let it, make it drip, make love to it, stick your dick in it. You know them pens we use to write with as writers, huh? Stick that in it. Let your ink rip. Get it pregnant. Turn on some neo-soul music. Slow jam to it, huh? Sit, sing to it, huh? Long ago, and so far away, I fell in love with you before the second show, and your guitar, and you found it so sweet and clear, but you're not here.
Okay. Like I said, everybody know you're nasty. But toward the end there, brother, your mic kind of just did its own thing on us, like went robotic on us and shit. But I'm going to tell you, this is what I heard before it did that. This man said, feel that your soul is moaning. Let it happen. Let magic happen. Overflow. Let nature work. Man said, weep and willows weep. You get one life. Love it, kiss it, make love to it, stick your bick in it. Whatever we use is right as a stick, stick that in it. And then you hit us with the David Ruffin's version of Luther, bro. Like, I don't even know what to do with that. He is with the David Ruffin tonight. So, yeah, yeah, that's for real, people. That's for real. That's how he do his thing. Say, man, for real, like, your mic is like gone. Like, are you on a Bluetooth right now? What you got? What you got on right now?
Man, I don't even understand, bro.
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit. I can hear you a little bit. But yeah, man. I definitely, just to say this, man, I appreciate you. Everything you said originally. I appreciate the love that you, you know, gave us initially, you know, even though you're talking on Kim and them, I'm going to let them have you on that shit. But, yeah, man, I'm not worried about it. Like I said, I can hear you a little bit. There he is. There you go. I don't know what the fuck you just did, but you're back.
All right. It's Yo, I'm on the phone, bro. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened just now, but, yeah, you was in La La Land speaking your piece.
It's all right.
Man.
It was on speaker, man.
But, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. It went to speaker, man. It just like you went
I'm sorry,
face
that,
on the piece, for real. But yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But I heard all the nasty.
That,
everybody
man.
Know you
I
nasty. You ain't got to worry about it. No. You know, you was just nasty. You know, everybody. You know, I got emails already, you know, messages talking about how nasty you are. So they already know, man. They, you know.
Hey, for real. I just left the chapel.
Yeah, the chapel for real.
Don't
nasty.
Listen to Keith.
That's it. That's just, you know, nothing in that chapel, but I ain't even going to say it because I sound like...
No, seriously. You can ask Kim Brella. She'll tell you I'm in the chapel.
Neck bones and macaroni in your chapel.
Mm-hmm. No, man. Taraji and them been there. They'll tell you about it.
Oh, Lord. I need to ask them what they was eating in the chapel because I know it was neck bones and macaroni off in that chapel.
Neck bones and macaroni. Yeah. Hey, well, look, man. You're about to get me fired. So, look, hey, happy anniversary, bro. Ha, ha, ha. Love your ass, your sisters, the nappy head one, too. And it's all good, man. Much success, little brother. I got to go, man.
Already, man. Definitely appreciate you again.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, this is the CEO people, so, you know, I expect him to be back whenever he can come through the show. And, again, that's for the poet people.
One love, yo.
Already. All right, so it looks like we have one more caller before we go to break here. So we're going to bring this caller here. We have 937 on the mic.
Happy anniversary, Keith.
Thank you. This is it's a big deal. You're definitely one of the first supporters of the show. Everybody who's listening in, this is Adrian Simone. I wanted to shout this out because, you know, this is important at the beginning of the show. You and a couple other people, you didn't have anybody on the event page. And you and I believe it was Miss Jill the T came through and just started doing, you know, stuff on the event page. So I was saying, this is who this person is, this is that person, this is the poem. Like, y'all just hopped on the event page and did it. And I just want to show y'all love for that. I appreciate that very much for the first show.
Absolutely welcome. You know, anybody can have an anniversary and say it's been a year, but I really want to congratulate you on your success and reaching the pinnacle you did with your show. So, yes, just congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, it definitely means a lot, you know, coming from a, you know, poet like yourself and the poetry community, all the people that come behind and have been speaking or poets I've been fans of for a long time. So, you know, to be recognized, you know, by individuals that I respect is definitely a big deal. And like I said, I appreciate Taraji and and Kim for coming up and taking the mantle and doing that thing with the event page and taking it to the next level, because they are crazy with these pictures and the memes, and I mean they go in on the event page. So, yeah,
definitely.
Yes,
definitely do that. Yes. Congratulations
already.
To them as well.
Absolutely. Indeed. So I already know you came with some fire. So I'm going to let people, you know, hear what you got. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This is an untitled piece. It was on my page. I called Scribble Scrabble. My tongue is never at a loss for words when I swallow his verbs. He tells me he wants to drown, so I flood his face with my nouns, taste my own ink off his lips. My honey drips. And he loves the way my poetry grips. Five strokes, seven strokes, five strokes. He got that good haiku. The universe needs us together, so I said, bless you. Got on my knees to say thank you for coming out tonight. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and we'll be coming loud tonight. Let's see if we can make those stars burst. Undress to rehearse. I'm going to get on your mic and spit this free verse. Your feedback is a syllabus. Silly us, acting like rabbits. Tricks are for kids, so I made them disappear. Now come here, baby. Suck the meaning out of my clit, thesaurus. You can have your cake and eat it too, because you know where the store is. I remember when you asked me if I was into analogies. Compared like to my ass, I said, I don't know, maybe if you squeeze the Charmin. I'm down to try whatever with you because your dictionary is so charming. I mean, you got a big vocabulary. So I don't see the harm in letting you use it to have me on God calling. Remind me of your etymology. Was it Kush or Kemet? Smoked good Kush and got me wet, and my brain's sloppy. My mouth might slide off your topic, politicking about how similes are so similar. That look in your eye is so familiar. Feels like the first time I got high off your words. Poetry on pages like leaves of herb. And I was hooked on your phonics. Your spelling is phonetic. Is that magic? Or is it genetic? I get it. I get it. In peace.
Oh, shit. Y'all already know her metaphors are dumb. Like, dumb. So, you got these lines. You got to say this piece for me right here. The clitosaurus line. Like, I just stands a. I need you to run that back. Clitosaurus, shit. I need you to run that back for me.
Acting like rabbits, tricks are for kids, so I make them disappear. Now come here, baby. Suck the meaning out of my clit, thesaurus. You can have your cake and eat it, too, because you know where the store is.
Damn. Wordplay is insane. He has so many lies in here. You know, toward the beginning, you said, you know, he tells me he wants me to... He wants to drown, so I flood his face with my nouns, taste my own ink off his lips, and he loves the way my poetry grips. And then you go with the five strokes, seven strokes, five strokes. He got that good haiku. Like, it's just dope. Like, the wordplay is crazy. I definitely appreciate you coming through. Like, this is the type of shit that I obviously love. Anybody that knows me knows I love metaphors. That shit makes me smile just hearing the cleverness, you know, in people's pieces. But I also love when people can come with that real shit, or when people can come with that, this is what's going on today, like, you know, Joe with the police and that type. Like, it's so much variety to come through tonight, man. I'm in heaven. I appreciate, you know, the type of poetry that's coming through tonight. So thank you for coming through. It sounded like you on the road, so I appreciate, you know, you taking the time to spit on the piece and spit on the show and show love to us and, thank you once again. Hope to hear you again next show.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Already. All right. With that being said, we're going to go ahead. Let me see when we find Kim. Make sure you know. Yeah. make sure I find Kim here. We'll bring her in. Let her say what she got to say before we go to break here. All right, Kim, we got a few minutes. I brought you in. You know what you got to say.
He's first and foremost dope as fuck, Adrian Simone. Lord, that sister is. I have no words. She fucking laid that down. Shout out to everybody, top to bottom, Joe, Mimi, you know, everybody that hit the mic, dope as hell. But I just want y'all, going into this break, get your drinks, quiet your kids down, get your DoorDash, light your candles, but keep your ears open because your host, Keith Eric, a.k.a. the Renaissance motherfucking poet, is about to spit some shit that's going to rock your world. Happy anniversary to Renaissance Poetry, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Shout out to Sister Taraji. 1 year on a dope-ass platform. We couldn't do it without none of y'all, but stay tuned because Keith is about to show his entire ass, and that's that piece.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Really? That's what you want to come in and say? You want to talk about my piece before I spit it there? That's totally. Everybody going to be expecting some.
I don't want nobody blaming me for pulling up at the emergency room because ain't nobody said nothing to them. Ain't nobody warned them about nothing. People talking about they ain't had no insurance for their injuries and stuff. I don't want them kind of problems. So I'm letting everybody know now. Get stationary. Do what you got to do. Get your drinks, quiet your kids down, light your candles, get your food ready. You are not going to want to miss not one line. Not one. Don't say I ain't tell you so. Get ready, y'all.
That's terrible. That's terrible. So much pressure. They put all this pressure on me now.
Whatever. Yeah.
You're going to make sure
you
I come through and spit this piece.
We're going to find out about pressure when you spit that piece.
That's terrible. But yeah. So Kim, she didn't came through and say what she had to say, y'all. You know what it is. This is Renaissance Poetry. Doing what we do. We're gonna go ahead and go through this break. I hope y'all appreciate this music. We like to sit and think about it and make sure the energy feels right. So I hope y'all appreciate what we came up with for the break. Kind of a mix of some of the old favorites. So, you know, we're going to do that. When we come back from the break, it's host spit. I'm going to come straight in with it. And Kim's going to follow me. We might get to Raji, see how she's feeling. But, again, this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be right back.
Automatic, life we live is lasting.
want back if you can't hold it. Life is but a dream that you manifest it slowly. So fuck a fantasy, it's your motherfucking moment. It's your motherfucking moment. Life's but a dream. Here we are inside of it, and you inside of me. Until you work, sure, I'll always fall asleep. Finally, you can add this moment to your memory. Ooh, take away your pain, give me all of your emotions. Land it like a plane on my back if you can't hold it. Life's but a dream that you manifest it slowly. So fuck a fantasy. Your motherfucking moment. It's your motherfucking moment. It's your motherfucking moment.
She said she won't tap out. Might take a time out. So you know I'm trying to blow her back out, throw my own back out. She can throw that ass and I'm too deep to back out. Make her do the twist when I kiss all of her lips. And I'm no chubby chase her, but I will chubby check her fat cat. Fill her to the brim. She's hardcore little Kim. I'm raw like Big Daddy Kane. My tongue can Indian dance. I can make it rain. I grab thighs, skin slaps, sound like thunder rolls. Her flood is too much for Garth Brooks to hold. My dick, it's like the ganja smoke she blows, intoxicating, earth-shaking like God was doing push-ups. I stand up in it like Moses with his staff, but it's not the ocean floor I stab. I grab her neck, squeeze for dear life. Our energy is so high, so bright. Our eyes are like a deer in the headlights, mesmerized. I rise, but this ain't Maya Angelou. We flow to a different plane of existence. The constellation is the witness when I big dip her, flip her in this water. Ain't no dolphins, though. We're sipping slow. She's my syrup, codeine. I'll be her fiend, nose in her crack. My arms are scratched like I need a fix. Legs spread, face in betwixt. Pure bliss, blue magic. Our aura is that fantastic. Granted, I almost died, but she's my Lazarus. So in her water, I'm revived. Her hands are to the sky like she's holding up the earth at last. I'm licking her scarf like I'm following a roadmap at last. As a James laughs, we grasp the end of sanity, the fringe of eternity. She said, you ever going to return my soul to me? I said, return. You gave it freely. Your soul is where it chose to be, where screams have no sound. Like an Edvard Munch painting, just open mouths. We're bound to one another in Big Luther's here and now. The curl ain't quite right, but I'm a curl that yoni to my mouth all night. Her insides aren't silent tonight. Her eyes are starry this night. Make her go, Van Gogh, so she can literally bust it open. Internal screams so intense her eardrums bust open like she cut off her left ear, but there's nothing left to hear. So I look her right in her eyes. I'm setting fire to her insides like my dick had a left eye. She keeps coming in waves, so there's nothing left but to ride her waves like Calgon, carried her away to a place where little Luther's miracles happen every day, our last little death, and I put our bodies in a state of decay, and still, there's no tapping out, but shit, we might need a break. If the next sound we both make, Renaissance. All right, so you already know what's up. I'm going to bring in, you know, Kim. Let her say what she got to say. It is what it is. It is what it is. But, yeah, I appreciate it. I enjoy doing that piece. All right, Kim. What's going on?
Yeah, you fucking chuckling because you already know. You already know. Like, you hear the chuckle, right? This is when you know you done came through and started some shit. Like, who? My tongue can Indian dance. I can make it rain. Bruh, like God was doing push-ups, though? Like God was doing Do y'all understand the volume in that line? God doing push-ups? Stand up in it like Moses and his staff, face in betwixt, her hands to the sky like she's holding up the earth. Your soul is where it chose to be, where screams have no sound, like an Edvard Munch painting. Bruh, I'm going to need you to break down them lines because I'm going to be honest. There's some references you used that I wasn't up on. I had to go do some research. And then when I did the research, I died and came back to life again. I'm going to need you to break down. Hit them, the little Luther, Big Luther references. Did y'all catch that shit? The curling, right? Cedric the Entertainer. Bruh, please, can you just please break down those lines for us, please, sir? Thanks.
Which, you got something in particular? Or what is it, man?
I'm going to need you to hit me with that like God was doing push-ups, like the line like right before, right after. Let's start with that. Let's start with that first heart attack right there.
All right, let's see. Sounds like thunder rolls or flood is too much for Garth Brooks to hold. My dick is like the ganja smoke she blows, intoxicating, earth-shaking, like God was doing push-ups. All right, so anybody familiar with country music, y'all know y'all heard the thunder roll. So I'll be Garth Brooks. I mean, come on, that's pretty. That's pretty. I think people know what that means. That's pretty straight up. The guy doing push-ups, but I don't even know where that came from, quite honestly. That shit just fit.
No, like, I need
shit.
Them to understand the volume, the weight that do y'all know how powerful
like the whole
to
earth
be.
Moving. Like, if God doing push-ups, the
yes.
whole earth moving. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm just, okay.
But, of course,
right,
you know, to me, like, that line was cool, but I thought the Moses line, for me, like,
that,
you know,
okay, listen,
Moses,
listen,
most
slow,
of it is
stabbed,
but it's not the ocean
listen,
floor I stabbed. And I just
listen, slow down, because everybody ain't got insurance. Everybody ain't got insurance. Slow down, take your time, bro, take your time. moving right along, we gonna get to that. Yeah, I stand up in it like Moses and his staff. Yeah, give us the reference behind that, brother. Go on.
I mean, people know old Moses did. He took that staff
no,
in the air, slammed it into the ocean.
That.
You know, the ocean, you know, parted, you know. That's pretty much what was on my mind when I thought about that there, you know. It's not the ocean floor I stab, you know, obviously, so.
The chubby checker fat cat line. Let me get that one right there. Let's get to that one right there.
All right, so for me, you know, the twist, you know, chubby checker, you know, he wrote the song Twist, so I said something about the twist. And then I said, you know, I'm no chubby chaser, you know, because he's a chubby dude. But I chubby check her fat cat. So, of course, you know what I'm talking about, the fat cat. But back in the day, he was called a fat cat. So, cat, you know, dudes was called fat cats. So, it was a lot of the wordplay, a little, you know, double, triple, you know, kind of shit.
Oh, little. Oh, you, it's little to you. Okay. Let's get to the little loop, the big loop, the said, the entertainer lines, because, yo, the way you flipped that in that piece was freaking genius. Let's give me those lines again, and let's hear your feedback on how you went about that, because that was out of control.
Well, it was like as I was writing about the Edvard Munch part, where there's a painting where
wait a minute, everybody ain't got insurance.
Open mouth.
Everybody ain't got insurance.
That's what came to mind there. So after that, it just kind of, you know, went together because I said right after that, we're bound to one another in Big Luther's here and now. So when I thought of Big Luther, obviously I thought of Cedric the Entertainer. So, of course, the line, the curl ain't quite right, came to my head. So I was like, I can't finish the piece off without finding a song by Little Luther, which was, you know, Miracles Happen Every Day. So let me find a way to put that in there. So that's, you know. I just kind of worked with how I was going to put them in there. And the curl ain't quite right, just kind of like, I'm a curl. The Yodi, so, you know, it's just playing with the words. I mean, it's crazy. But
then,
if we really want to get into it, before we do too much, because, you know, we definitely got to get back to the people. Y'all got to put y'all shit. I ain't going to let y'all do this to me. One that got me, the one that I wanted people to catch if they caught it, was the Van Gogh line. Van Gogh literally cut off his left ear. So for me to go into the line about the left ear was a big deal for me because of the wordplay. So, of course, when I'm talking about left eyes, and I said, you know, she cut off her left ear, but there's nothing left to hear. So I look her right in her eyes. Like I'm setting fire to her insides, like my dick had a left eye. So after I go from talking about Van Gogh's left ear, I'm talking about obviously left eye. She set fire to, you know, Andre Rison's house. So set fire to her insides, like my dick had a left eye. You know, wordplay is a big deal for me. Metaphors are a big deal for me. I just kind of love writing like that. And that's what it is. So, you know, now that we done gone through all of that, you know, I'm going to let you go to your piece. You ain't about to do this to me all night. You ain't about to get me like that. So go ahead and let you do your thing.
I see how you do.
We're gonna let you come to your mic because, you know, you're the hurricane, so I'm going to let you do what you do. Let you go ahead and let everybody, make everybody forget about what I just spit. So
whatever. Anywho.
And
I'm sure you're going to
do her thing.
Uh-huh.
Right on, you know. Y'all phenomenal. Y'all, you know, formidable, all that good stuff. So, yeah, you know, we're going to take the spotlight, put it where it belongs on y'all, and I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see how he did that. He real smooth with that. But all right, y'all, let me go. See, right here, right now, this is our moment. Because we've been jonesing, and it's urgent like a motherfucker. Pens purring, jerking, skeeting, and squirting, yearning to be merged in these uncontrolled intersections and highways of highways. See, I came to make it vibrate, resonate, pulsate, peel back the wrapper and expose the rhythm of this literary voyeurism. I find myself leaving trails of me between your ears, between these sheets, deep. Verses dripping in vulnerable diction until my thoughts release endorphins within my mental wall tapped and stimulated frame. See, your neighbors will know my name through the portals of pleasure, purpose, and pain, and how my spit leaves chains like currency on your nightstand, but this ain't no one-night stand. See, this is commitment, conviction, lying words to submission until minds are twitching in a flexibly open position when you lend me your ear. I plant full-body kisses of expression upon your drums until it sways you into your freedom, liberating the dialect between your heart and the art. As the aphrodisiac to boundless possibilities with potent pulls of life to puff and pass, but don't fuck up this rotation, because this moment just might be all that we have, and it's exhilarating, like the foreplay of this present until the future comes and transitions the unfastening of all your traditional buttons to reveal the skin of your wildest dreams. Naked, shedding layer after layer, leaving trails of the mind as a gifted sign. See, where I travel, garments and labels suffocate me and get left behind. No luggage or linens are required. Sometimes I trip off how happy we could be in the nude of you just being you and me just being me. Makes me wonder, if nude became the new world order, how much further we would go with stripping down until every thought, desire, and sparked wire was exposed. So lend me your truth, because right here, right now, this is our moment. Everything we're holding back is yearning to be set free, and it's urgent like a motherfucker. In peace.
Urgent like a motherfucker. I don't think I've ever heard you even say motherfucker in a piece. So I'm tripping off of that shit straight up. Like, damn, she came in this motherfucker kicking those in. But I came to make it vibrate, resonate, verses dripping in vulnerable diction. Neighbors will know my name. Spit leaves currency like change on the nightstand. What the fuck? Damn, Kim. Like, I'm like, damn. Full body kisses of expression, potent pools of puff pass, but don't fuck up this rotation. What happened to the Kim I knew?
Listen, sometimes, you know, in this life, you have these months, right, where you just got to get real aggressive.
You ain't lying. This is the most aggressive poem I've ever heard you spit. Like, I'm sitting back, like, with my hand on my mouth, like, the fuck? She fucking somebody up in this piece. I ain't ever heard a kid fuck nobody up in the piece. Damn.
I mean,
fucking nobody up. My spit, I'm still stuck on the line. My spit leaves currency like change on the nightstand. I don't even know what to do with that shit.
I'm just saying. Basically, it's the aggressiveness of letting everybody know what this is about. And this is about poetry. This is about celebration of the art. Point blank, period. You know, we've been jonesing, basically. We have. We haven't been, Renaissance has not been on the air for, you know, a couple sessions now. We all, our fingers, pens, papers, pads, been twitching, you know, and the shit is urgent. That's how it is. The feeling, you know, just like, shout out to T. LaSalle, she let us know, you know, how people feel, how urgent this show is, this platform is. And I just wanted to write something to really just bend around that because, you know, the art is an urgent situation. We all love to come here to this platform and hear each other really release and express ourselves. And the inspiration that comes out of it, it's like a Jones. So, you know, that was just my piece, you know, to celebrate that.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the truth because there's excitement when we get to spit our pieces. Like, I've been wanting to spit that piece for a minute. So there was excitement in my voice to spit it, you know. Mm-hmm. There's excitement in your voice to spit this brand new piece. And I'm looking forward to Taraji, you know, choosing violence if that's what she ended up doing on the piece she about to do. So, so that's the segue to old Taraji, you know. She's going to Game of Thrones us tonight, you know.
She is going to get
and,
you for that.
You know what? She chooses violence anyway. I'm prepared. I got my shield and shit. So, yeah, I'm ready for the Game of Thrones she got. But, yeah, with that being said, Taraji, you know, we're going to bring it to you. We're going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. And God created woman so that all you atoms of the world would not be alone, the very essence of perfection, because I am the completion to a species called mankind, woman. The very womb of man where seeds are planted, where divine life takes place. My eyes are the windows to your souls. My eyes are the windows to your souls. My eyes are the windows to your souls. My hands, they build, give, nurture, and protect. I am soft yet strong. I am sensual yet serious, and I demand my respect. Corner me, and the lioness in me will attack. But if you love me, I give love back. Sweet, sensational, ambitious, thrifty, gifted, and true, I am the one created to complete you. You, and yes, you too, I am woman. Out of me is birthed many nations of warriors coming to possess the land, coming to conquer Babylon. I am the mother of an army of sons and daughters, and more than conquerors are we. More than conquerors are we. Conquerors are we. My very nature is bold, alive, and victorious. I am sensitive yet fierce. Listen, let me whisper in your ears. Listen, let me whisper in your ears. Listen, let me whisper something in your ears. I am woman. My peace.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's the Taraji I remember. Bring that motherfucking energy in here. Damn! That's how you spit. Oh, shit, I missed that. I missed that type of energy. You came through this motherfucker and said, I am woman. You were talking about how your hands build, but you said, corner me. The lioness in me will attack. I'm the mother of an army of sons and daughters. We are conquerors. I am sensitive yet fierce. Like, there's so many strong-ass fucking lines in this piece. But the way that you spit it with that Taraji-ass style, that aggressive-ass, you know, I can get soft with the little light voice, but I'm going to bust your ass. Like, you come through with that shit. Like, can't nobody deliver that shit like you. You hit the light, you know, I'm soft, but I'm going to fuck you up. Like, that's how you came through with the piece. Like, the shit is crazy. Like, I fucking love hearing you spit like that. That's dope.
Thank you.
That is so dope to hear you come back like that. Damn. Kim, I know you're feeling the same way. I'm smiling. Like, I'm so glad that you're back. You know, that's what's up.
Yeah. Listen, that's my big sis, y'all. First and foremost, I'm claiming that. Don't try to claim that. That's my sis. I'm just letting y'all know. That's my motherfucking sis coming through, doing her thing on the glow up. I mean, this woman, if you ever catch any of her videos, I'm going to try to post them to see her live performances. Like, she is just a whole vibe. Love you, sis. That was dope.
Thank you both. And likewise, I just want to say, y'all had crushed the mic, so I had to go get a new mic because that joker was done. I'm just saying, you know, it was definitely clean up on our 1 to 1,000 up in this joint. I was just like, yo, you know, I said, let me go ahead and do what I do, because I'm like, y'all had already crushed it.
This is dope, like, to be able to hear the different styles coming through as the hosts, and I'm glad that people out there appreciate it and talking about it on the event page. Being that we do it in this particular segment, you guys get to hear us, you know what we do, you know we come through, but, you know, again, this show is about poetry. You know, it's not just about us being able to spit. It's about you guys coming through and spitting and showing love and listening and responding to us the same way we respond to y'all. I mean, the love is tremendous, and we definitely appreciate y'all. And
yes, we do.
Yes, indeed. Couldn't do it without y'all. We couldn't have made this an epic year without y'all. So, you know,
right.
Give yourself an applause. Show yourself some love and keep elevating that pen, because that's what keeps reviving the art.
Exactly. And I just want to say, shout out to all the poets that called through and support us. This has been a tough year for everybody. And for y'all to still be here on every other Friday night or whenever we choose to do a show and rock with us like that, we really, like I'm saying, we appreciate it. Seriously, stuff has been tough. So we really appreciate you all.
Indeed.
And, of course, you guys know we don't normally take this much time. We just wanted to show y'all some love. We want to let you know how special you guys were to us. But, you know, we're going to get back to the scheduled program here. You know, I'm going to put, you know, them back to the event page, let them do what they do as they kill it. I'm going to go to the next caller here, and, you know, we're going to resume this poetry thing. So I appreciate y'all for being patient and listening. All right, I'm going to put y'all on the couch there, and we're going to bring in the next caller. All right, we got 252 in the building.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. I want to let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
Oh, what's up? This is B, Queen B, Barbara. What's up, Kim?
I never get
to say what's up to Kim. And I'm so glad I remember it. Because I always mean to shout out to her because I love her. But all the host pieces, everybody's pieces is fire. But I just wanted to say, you, that left eye, when you ran it back and was like, that was what you were most proud of and were hoping people got it, soon as you immediately, that shit, I'm proud of that piece for you.
I appreciate that. You know, people don't catch on to my Van Gogh references, and I use Van Gogh a lot, so I ain't gonna lie. I use Van Gogh a lot. But to bring up his left ear being cut off and then somehow transitioning into left eye, you know, setting fire
right.
or something. It's just
that shit was bananas,
it's different, you know. But for it to be called or appreciated, you know, as a poet, those are the things that you hope for. You hope to somebody to read. I'm like, oh, shit. You know,
right.
that's how I write. I write the clever shit. I'm hoping somebody catches it. I don't really expect anybody to, you know, get hot and bothered or anything. I just love the cleverness of it. So, you know, for people to have whatever feelings they have to the poems that we all write, you know, I just think it's the love, you know, giving back. It makes us, you know, want to keep writing, you know, which is why I love the event page the way it is, because everybody can give the feedback to the poets that spit, and they can visually see that their stuff is resonating with people. It makes you go back, like, oh, shit, I want to write again. I want to write this. And people get motivated by other people spitting as well. So this show has just been tremendous for me as a poet. I feel like I've elevated as well as other people who've listened to the show. So it's just been great.
Well, happy anniversary. And I finally decided what I was going to share. It's some new shit. But since, you know, I know what you like, and you've already told the people what you like, so I switched, you know, to just fit in, you know, with the occasion. So,
right.
A poet on Clubhouse had reminded me, well, actually brought something to my attention about my name that honestly I never even paid any attention to. And he was like, yeah, you know, the name of Barbara is dope. It comes with two bars. So I was like, damn. So then, you know, just by its spelling, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. And so I was like, yo, I never thought about Barbara in that way. I've never been, like, a real fan of the name. But it's my mother's name. And so I decided to do something in honor of that. And, you know, the poet gave me that kind of that nod. So it's called The Bar.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
I be bar-coded, bar none. Barb, when you going to bar them, oh, bow them, Queen B, Barbara. Another set of bars offered me, named after my mommy, birth behind a bodega on Leonard's Ave. Street been on my back ever since. Bar wire the tongue, make them feel good when I'm serving them. Bartender, bartender, bar fitter, look how the bar fitter. I got a call, y'all. I'm so sorry. Can I start over? Can y'all hear me?
No, go ahead.
Can y'all hear me?
Y'all was on mute.
Okay. I had to call out the way.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You good.
Okay.
You good. You can start on over. I'm going to press mute again. Mic is yours.
Thank you. I be bar-coded, bar none. Bob, when you gonna bar them, oh, bow them, Queen B, Barbara. Another set of bars offered me, named after my mommy, birth behind a bodega on Lenox Ave, street been on my back ever since. Bob wire the tongue, make them feel good when I'm serving them. Bartender, barbender, bar fitter. Look how the boss fitter like a fitted snapback. Pull the cover on the composition back just to write them a fade. Ball bird, they better burr at the season of these bars. It's a winter flex. I'm a hot girl summer. Got them going bananas over the monkey bar. All these bimbos can only limbo. Can't even make the bar. I'm a being. You got to be where I'm at to get what I got. I go to the sun to detox and wake up a new god. I can spit you a casket without death even asking. Ain't no, I'm a grim day for your reaper. Ain't no plea, no bargain. Unless you need me to run the bar again. If I said it, I said it. Unless you need me to run the bar again. You couldn't handle the bar if I threw a kickstand on it. I can drown an ocean with one orgasm, body alkaline, right? I be eating the eye out my own diet, so I stay full of myself like a Kit Kat. I'm coming to break you off. The chocolate got you nestled. Nestle, Crunch Bar, Barbara, the Barbarian. I stay barbarian like a pallbearer. I carry the weight of these niggas. Blown warriors from my womb. Ain't had the hustle, no pussy to build the regime. Ain't a place I can go where these words won't get me in. It's simple. I crack the barcode. Peace.
Damn. Oh, shit. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, you came through and killed it with the bar. Shit. I ain't finna attempt.
Thank you.
Look, there's so many lines here. I'll be barcoded, bar man. Oh, shit. Bar, get the bars up off of me, named after my mother, bar spitter, bar sitter. They better burr off the seas. Oh, shit. All these bimbos can only limbo. Can't even make the bar. I'm a guy. Ah, killing it. But.
Thank you.
The Kit Kat stanza with the Nestle at the end. I need. Oh, shit. Can't even handle the bar because of the kickstand on the shit. But I need you to hit me. Handle the bar. Shit. But, yeah, come back with me with the Kit Kat stanza. I need that one more again. If you can get me the Kit stanza one more again. Damn.
Like a Kit Kat, I'm coming to break you off. This chocolate got you Nestle Crunch Bar.
The whole shit is bananas. Like, I've been waiting for somebody to come through and just spit straight bars on this shit. Like, I was talking to actually somebody else about it. I wrote some bars a while back, and it was kind of like on some cats and shit, and they were like, go on, spit that shit. But I thought I was going to end up doing it maybe on this show, but I wrote the piece that I did, and I wanted to spit that. So it's been yet for somebody to come through with just bars, like, in your face. And you came through and spit the fuck out of that shit. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm excited. Like, you got me hyped. That shit was crazy. Thank you for blessing the mic.
Thank you.
That's the first time you was able to come through to the show. I've been waiting for you to spit. And we know what you normally do. But for you to bar it like that.
I know. I had to bring something. Yeah, I'm ambidextrous with this shit. So I had to,
I
know what you like, though, so. I really showed
you.
I know this is real.
Yeah, you showed your ass. You came through, spit bars on us like that. You slapping motherfuckers in the face with that piece. Damn.
Thank you. Shout out to J-Rob.
Thank
you.
I'm feeling so good. Already. Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and go.
All right, keep listening and let people know what's going on the event page. If you want to put anything on the event page, please do. Already. That's how it is. That's how it's going down, people. I'm going to go to the next caller. Here we have 484 on the mic. Are you muted? All right, 484 might be muted. Maybe we'll come back to 484. We're going to go ahead and go to 707 on the mic.
My pen has psychotic episodes. Been told to tone it down, but I'm too turned up. Not giving a fuck about your sore feelings. My ink sings freely, like opera screaming. High octave, break the glass. Gone past the speed limits. Lily with limits? Don't even attempt it. Because I press pedal to the metal, wearing out brake pads. Pad and pen on fire like a Channel Blue book cover. Hashtag untamed pen, go cop them. Spit graphic stories about my lovers. Discover how freaky I really am. Can I really make a Sprite can vanish? I eat up bits like I'm famished. Hardcore like Little Kim. Fornication shouldn't be a sin because I love fucking. And we supposed to love our neighbors, right? I love sliding down poles. Are you a fireman? Because there's a fire in my hole. I'm too turned up to be cooled down. I set straight jackets ablaze as they fall to the ground. I shoot straight from the hip, hit you over the head, blunt force trauma. Did I hurt your feelings? Run and tell your mama I'm that playground bully who took over the jungle gym. I put barbed wire on top of chain link fences so your ass can't get in. I'm repping Cali, Bay Area chick, chocolatey thick, gotta fight niggas off with a stick. I'm that black Mae West with the big ass and breast. The rest of you bammers, fall the fuck back if you can't respect my craft. What I might lack in tat, I make up for in realness. My words pierce through you deeper than a paper cut. You will feel this. Like the breath in your lungs, you need this. Ink pours through my veins, I bleed this. Recite my shit like a historical document. I pledge allegiance to my pen that I unite my verses on canvas.
my composition, mapped out like an atlas and like an Olympic runner, I'll race past. This good girl won't finish last, but like she sweat, my words will forever last. Like tattoos burned in the flesh, I may not be the best, but I'm nothing like the rest. And I won't rest till I take my last breath. Fuck your ink. In peace.
Shit! Oh, my gosh. Look here. Oh, talk about not being ready. Lily said, fuck it. Bop. Came straight through with the just killer shit. Damn. Y'all fucking me up tonight. So everybody don't know, that's Lily, the black Mae West. Oh, shit. You ain't lying. I'm happy as fuck. Lily with Lemons, don't even attempt it. I spit rapid stories about my love. She said, can I make a Sprite can? Vanish. Woo. I love sliding down poles. Are you a fireman? I got a fire in my hole. She's the bully. The Black Mae West Bama's fall the fuck back. But here's the line that I just, it's fucking beautiful. You need this like breath in your lungs. Or breath in your lungs, you need this. I bleed this. Ooh. Oh, I felt that line. I felt that line. You came through this motherfucker like the police
it's
kicking in doors.
Anniversary. I had to gift you with something.
I mean, you ain't lying. I wasn't even ready. I was like, shit, okay, so who we got? Boom! Take these motherfucking words. Take these words, bitch. That's what you came in like. Take these motherfucking words. Shit. I feel like I need to sanitize out of my hands. He came through fucking me up. Shit.
I should have spoke first. Thanks for the comment.
Hey, look. But you got energy like that, and you come straight in, that means you've been waiting to spit. Fuck it. I ain't even mad at this shit. You came through and killed it. Damn. Oh, shit. Barbara come through with the bars. You come through with the bars. I don't know what's going on tonight. Y'all motherfuckers came through. Damn.
Happy anniversary. Thank you to you and Kimbrella and Taraji for creating this platform. As I don't hardly go anywhere else but here. So just y'all.
Yeah, that means a lot, you know.
I just love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time, you know, we've known, you know, each other, all the poets that keep coming through, you know, we got history. It's been, you know, it's been years. And we all have that understanding of what Blog Talk is to us and what it's supposed to feel like. So for you guys to keep telling me that this reminds you of those feelings and you keep coming back because of that. Man, that's exactly what I want. That's exactly what I did this for. That's exactly what I was hoping. So to know that I can provide that and continue to provide that, man, hell yeah. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep
definitely
doing what you're doing. And about you and your piece, you're going to need security for your inbox, I'm just saying. Aflac.
Aflac. Yeah, that shit's crazy. She keeps talking about that insurance. Kim wild for that shit. She wild for that shit. But yeah.
But is she lying, though?
It's definitely.
Where's the lie?
I don't think anybody needs insurance. It's just a cut. Look, the way y'all spent tonight, motherfuckers might need insurance the way y'all came through with these bars. I mean, I ain't doing nothing any different.
Yeah.
Y'all come through with it.
Y'all
just as cold-blooded with it. You know, everybody that's come to this mic has been cold-blooded with it. So I think I just fit right off in there with y'all.
Some folks over here is in a very fragile state. You can't be spinning that shit. So, okay, I'm going to go tonight.
Already. As the motherfucking Black Mae West coming through, showing love to the show, I really appreciate it. And I know that Kim and Taraji appreciate you as well. And they probably just bigging you up on the event page right now because you killed that piece, for real. Yeah, definitely appreciate that. So hope you continue to keep listening. I'll go ahead and get the next caller. Definitely want to let you know I appreciate you. Already. That is the Black Mae West coming through, blowing up the spot. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 501 on them. Oh, wait. I'll bring you in, but let me go ahead and say this right quick. 501, let me go ahead and say this real quick. If you're listening to Renaissance Poetry Online, you have 10 minutes to call in if you want to continue listening. So the number is 319-527-6300. If you do not call in at 11 o'clock, midnight your time, or, you know, whatever you're, wherever you're at, it'll be over. Show will just be over. And we'll continue on with the next hour. But if you want to continue listening to these poets come do what they do, call in, 319-527-6300. We got about 10 minutes. It'll probably be as long as the next caller is on. So after he's done, it'll probably be it for y'all. So just letting you know. Just wanted to get that out there. So, all right, 501. You know, what's up, man? Who we have on the mic?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on, but let everybody know who
you're
listening to tonight.
This is Mr. Whispers. Happy anniversary. This show is phenomenal. Wow. Nothing but fire. Nothing but fire. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to spit something and get out.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Thank you for the love. And, yeah, the poets have been going in. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to let you come do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Baby, with a woman's eyes, I feel you watching in the night. It's amazing how these babies is having babies. They're acting crazier than a feline with rabies. I wonder why all these niggas get ghosts like Patrick Swayze. They got too many issues. There ain't enough tissues to dry eyes. But the young ones, they wild out and they cry on the inside. Baby pride is a motherfucker. That's why you stuck with another baby's daddy that ain't even shaving. And it's amazing how pushed into adulthood ain't always good. They say lack of knowledge and stupidity is weapon of choice, but experiences that take the gas out your voice. Breathless. Restless spirits attack you more than you can adapt to, and they're constantly coming at you. I mean, how can a child teach a child things they don't know? I guess they got to learn as they go. So we got to thank God for some of the grandmas and grandpas that cared enough to share the cup of their spring's offspring. I want to stop this, drop this trend, put an end to the suffering. This shit got my thoughts buffering, and then society wants to rub it in. Where is sin? That's the latest attraction in the fashion, showing asses to get assets. But somebody got a bottom line in the baby baskets, but a lot of bastards ain't bad kids, but they keep getting scarred by mama's bad habits because she loved to play jackrabbit with a nigga that ain't established. This ain't a doll. You can't leave it. You got to hug it, love it, and feed it. It's a human being living and breathing. It's important how you treat it. Milk and diapers, they need it, and it's all because you suck when you should have succeeded. There's no send button to delete it. Mistreated is what they are. They call them society. Shit into the stick. A young girl labeled a bitch and like a dog, she got to scratch that itch. But she barking up the wrong tree because the squirrel only wants a nut. I'm trying to stop a future slut that never knew what was up. Young motherhood is rough, raising a child is really tough, so as the dust settles, baby, I urge you to close your rose petal. They say she got a black soul, but diamonds come from black holes, so be patient because she might be a piece of coal waiting. And Sonny said that, and it stayed in the back of my head. And some of these girls in this world, some of them end up dead. She's a sweet and gentle flower. She ain't got no smiles, but she got a lot of frequent flyer miles, but she ain't never left the ground. She found her happiness on mattresses, thinking all her backwards and comfortably. She adapted to this, and she's losing greatly. And now DCF and society is raising her baby. In peace.
Listen here, you ain't gonna come through spitting shit like that, and you can't repeat this. I need you to go back to the mattresses line. That shit is crazy. Like, give me that shit back, bro.
Thinking on her back with this, and comfortably she adapted to this. Yeah.
I mean,
she found her happiness in the mattresses.
She should have succeeded. Diamonds come from the black hole, and some of them are black coal. Like, you just all through this motherfucker is lies, lies. Lines, lines. But you gonna start them off with the Temptations, man? You gonna start them off with the Temptations before you spit like that? Cold blooded.
Yeah, that was actually Daryl Hall and Hall and Oates, man. Sarah.
No, I'm just fucking with the singing and the thing. with the singing and shit. Just said it was the Temptations with it. That's all, dog. I ain't say who it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that shit, that was a cold ass piece, dog. Like, there's so many fucking lines in that piece. You murdered that.
I wrote
dog.
That piece for my daughter when she was 14 years old.
Oh, shit. And, okay.
I actually got to perform that in her school, in her classroom. And really nice.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you coming through and sharing that with us, man, especially with the history of the piece for you. And I'm thankful that, you know, you're able to make it in tonight. I know you had another person on the line with you. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. Go ahead and come on in, bro, and let everybody know who else we're listening to tonight.
That's my brother, Just Jay. I don't know where he at, though.
Yeah, have you on mute, Just Jay? You there?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, there you go.
Oh, that's ugly, man. I'm up here going to town, giving you congratulations and everything. I go ahead and run it back again. Hey, man, congratulations on everything that y'all have done this year. Man, your squad is tight, bro. Your squad is tight.
Appreciate that, man. I mean, it's been a big deal to have, you know, them doing what they do. So, you know, the event page is tight. You know, I'm able to handle the duties of the hosting and talking to you guys, and they just keep it hype over there. They just give us this full, rounded show. You know, without them out doing what they do, man, it would just be, you know, just me listening and talking. But they are able to create the opportunity for people to feedback and talk to each other and just have a whole nother show basically over there. So, you know, I fucking
right.
Man, it's still one page though. Yeah, indeed. But I appreciate, you know, the love, man. I appreciate you, you know, bringing your boy in and y'all doing y'all thing and him spitting his shit because, you know, that was fire.
Yes, sir. I see that Joe is making it cool to be first in class again.
Man, you already know. That's what Joe do. Joe got number one on his jacket. You know what I'm saying? He wear that shit, you know, on like a badge of honor. That motherfucker number one at every show. So you can't even compete with
the
old Joe.
He'd be rocking 15, right in behind you. That's good to see.
Yeah. 15 minutes early. You lucky if you get behind Joe. Shit, that motherfucker be on point.
Right. Good man.
All right,
I'm gonna go ahead.
All right,
I'm gonna
let you. We're on the same page. So I'm gonna let you get to your piece. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you very much, Keith. Y'all be easy. There's a crystal clarity to love when love is pure. Love can cure a heart of ill-gotten grooves that are received in the course of trusting, in the course of lusting, landing softly or crashing and combusting. Love can be like a perfect gem, diamond of the finest quality. It is something too rich for me to have not. For you see, this is my dirge about how I'm in love with love, and will make excuses for her, take abuses from her, colluded with her, ran ruses for her. Oh, how I drank till drunk from the slipper of her, drinking a tall chalice of her delectable nectar, as I fondly reminisce. How I wish I had never smelt her. How I wish I had never helped her. Just so she could infect me by injecting me with this insatiable hunger, with deep lingering longing of wanting to be longing to her. And she simply spurns my advances. But I will not give up. I shall track her, make post of her whereabouts, and pursue love as a bounty hunter, leading the pavement like a master metal worker. I will brave the fury of her blast furnace and reach my hand in deep into the flames and seize love gently by the tips of her fingers, enduring her burning heat until our bodies are fused as alloy, being refined in her forge as my luggage is melted away and the impurities in my fat evaporate, leaving the lean man that you see before you today. Recharge me to the full, transforming me to the man who accepts love's labor as a joyful slave, who leaves his heart open wide and unprotected, singed by love's flames, because love had taken aim and... But I live to tell the tale of love's warrior zealot. In peace.
I know damn well you didn't come through here with no Game of Thrones voice and spit your pole.
Yeah, man, it was something
I know damn well. You did not come through here with the Game of Thrones voice. Shit. All right, I see
yeah,
you
man.
Coming through with the, you know, the Thespian type poetry tonight and shit. All right. Injected me with this insatiable hunger. She simply spurns my advances. I won't give up. I will track her like a bounty hunter. Okay, brother. Don't track too hard now. You know you can't be doing those stuff like that, man. You tell your ass no, man. You got to back the fuck up, son. You ain't supposed to be tracking her like that. I'm fucking with you. But yeah, man. You can't be doing that shit, man. You can't be no bushes and shit. Nah, but for real, man.
Nah, that was straight hardcore right there. That was
yeah,
real.
That's hardcore like a motherfucker. That motherfucker said, look, you going to love me. You going to get this motherfucker.
Just having fun with it, man.
I have not given up. She going to get this love. But yeah, man.
She
going
to get it.
I see you, dog, man, doing your poetry thing. Your fans being shit tonight. But
yeah,
I appreciate you bringing your boy in as well, man, and showing love to the show. And we're going to go ahead and go to the next college, man. I appreciate you being patient and allowing us to get to you.
Yes, sir.
Looks like Spitfire was able to call back in, 484, so we're going to go to him, let him do his thing, and then we'll get back in line. But, yeah, man, I appreciate you. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller, man. Hope you continue to listen in and show love on the event page and all that good shit.
Yes, sir. Y'all be easy now.
Already. Looks like we got 484 in the building. He's back. What's going on with you, bro?
Hey, man, what's happening with you? I'm at work.
Man.
And I was trying to get back to the phone, and it just missed you by a second. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to miss the whole doggone call now. So I'm thankful to be able to just get...
It was crazy.
Whew. So I'm sorry. Congratulations, and, man, I'm like just my head is everywhere right now. My mind is not with me. I'm trying to get it back. Like, I have to call my mind and come back and get put back in my head. So, what am I trying to say? Congratulations on everything going on with Epiphany Radio and you and whomever else.
Over there, just discombobulated and shit. But, yeah, me, you know, Taraji, appreciate you. It's funny because, you know, I was just talking about you actually earlier today because the first show you came through and spit some shit and we did not recognize, you know, your spit. You didn't say who you were. And, you know, you were saying, you know, changing your voice and shit. We was like, who the fuck is this? And you went ahead and went in on the piece and we was like, this motherfucker going in. Who is this? And then you found out, you know, it was like, this motherfucker here. Like, yeah. So you were actually on the first show. So it's cool, you know, that you're able to come back through, man, and represent on this show as well. So, you know, that's what's up, man.
Well, I definitely thank you for having me, and I thank you for, you know, waiting for me, too.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to let you come. You know, you're at work. I'm going to let you do what you came to do. So I'm going to ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
Stop believing the lying truth from a truthful liar. because you'll always burn in an unconditional, hot-to-death hell, calling yourself shooting through fires. Hell, I know, we haven't discussed it, but yo, you got me disgusted. This Gus did make me disruptive, so cuss kid and I'll ham and chisel out your bicuspid, make you throw up dry mustard and fried custard. Frankly, you fuck best, I cut pests and gut chests. You and your boys better leave it to Beaver and stop trying to be so eager, hunting for eggs on Easter. No leaders either, looking to follow, trying to swallow random nut nests. Fuck out of here, you quiz on some can you open my butt quest? Frank's keys cut checks. That cut less than Frankie Cutlass. Oh, you boy the people. Though we sure ain't equal. Bro, think I'm playing? I make you bleed so slow. Killing you was protocol. So if you got a protocol, make it quick or rest in fate. Do you dirty spec? You late. You felt like you had time to speculate. Who you want me to do first, your ex or sis? Looking confused? Don't make this confused or you'll be performing an exorcist while I'm throwing up feces. Yeah, I'm kind of sick. My feces through your bank account. Yeah, because my bank account, your bank account, then turn around and encounter banks. Counter bank, then count your bank. You bid her yet? Nah, I asked, did you bid her yet? Bet her, yes. You owe me, homie. Better yet, run your pockets. I'm going to count your bank, and if your account is counterfeit, be ready to counterfeit because I'm going to count her fit while I'm plugging her. Talking about your girl's putting while putting this plug in her. Plucking her off the face of this planet is how I planned it. Planted deep within the innermost core of her mindset where my mind set on dismantling you. Pissed because I put this man's tool in your girl's spinal region. Her ate me crazy, told her spine soul, regenerate me. Put the forks in her, divorcing her. Boo-boo, you the fool. I'm the boo-boo. You know the shit, you the food, and I'm eating utensil. I'm eating utensil. Oh, I can't be handled in the handle. Shit, I'm throwing enough to fuck you up with your hands, dude. And you ask, what am I insinuating? And sin, you 8 and 9 times out of 10, by 11 or 12, I'm thirsting for 13 masked opponents due to the level of anger and how the mass occurred upon it. All I'm saying is you're her pet, claims to be her man. You're a perpetual liar. How she makes my dogs wet, per pet, you a liar. Hold though, let me switch it up a bit on these Bobo, bozos, shit's hostile like nostrils. Brains with these niggas, blow those. No, not losing no sleep, so there's no, really no need for them nodos. Nope, I don't care. Call yourself bear, just a teddy. And I was already deadly. Bye-bye, time to die, guy, like the old ghost and Lobos in a pool of blood. Rojo, so slow your roll for you make me disconnect your facial features. Making disconnect your face, shoe, feet, chores of you being disembodied. Bah! Put this in bodies and right away they will disappear. And disappear will make you not even want to cross the line to disappear or face the embracement of turning blue and crippled blood because you may die or be in a brace meant for you to continue turning blue in a crypt pool blood. You thug? It has no feelings. All it looks to do is be feeling an old head or youth cuz. I'm not a brute cuz, but use a fruit cuz. See, when you play games, you dame gay flame like James, a saint with Patrick's, you'll end up dying a liar like James on power, a Saint Patrick gone. You ain't no saint. You just an up hat trick. You know what? You backwards haphazard bastard should be running this truth club. But see what telling the truth does? Yeah, you'll be amazed by all these twists and turns, but be careful of the slippery slopes, high velocity, mountainous, dead end, way long curves, dude. And when you get in the ring with me, you'll face uncertain death with one curtain left in my play on words, too. It's my play on words, too. Blaze and peace.
Motherfucker showing out tonight, bro. Before I even get into the shit that you were saying, give me the count bank line. Just give me that stanza right there.
When I counterbank my bank account, your bank, and your account is counterfeit, I'll make you counterfeit because I'll be ready to count her fit. Something else, I forgot what I said in there.
Hey, you just tongue twisted yourself in this motherfucker. My man was saying some shit here, bro. Like, boo-boo the fool. I'm boo-boo. I'm the shit. You talking about 11 and 12, thirsty. 13, I'm thirsty. You had a dope ass line here, Lobos, Pool of Blood, Rojos, like, yeah, that shit's fly right there, dog. You have some bars in this motherfucker, man, this whole piece, but yeah. You have some bars in this piece, man. Definitely appreciate you coming through, man, and showing love to the show again. I'm glad you're able to make it back on, you know, you had work and everything, but yeah, you spit the fuck out that shit right there, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you so much, man. Thank
y'all
you for having me again.
Motherfucking ass tonight. Indeed, man. But yeah, man, we're going to go ahead and go through the next call. I appreciate you being able to make it back in. And hopefully you can continue to listen. You know, we're going to go and keep doing what we do.
All right. Thanks, man.
All righty. All right, we go to the next caller. We have 901 on the mic.
Good evening, y'all. Hey, Keith. Hello, Kimbrella, Trisha, everybody. This show has been off the chain since I came in on it, okay? I'm riding home, trying to hurry up to get home, but I turned it on it in the car and everything, and y'all have been straight up killing it, okay?
Yeah,
y'all been
this shit has been ridiculous.
Man, what? You, your ass. Cut a shine, okay? And then it's just been amazing. All of y'all are
yes,
so talented.
Yeah, it's been dope.
Yes, sir.
You about to add to it. Everybody who don't know, this here, Serena Butterfly, you know, she just comes straight off in this motherfucker. She's fine. You know how we do, you know. It's Serena Butterfly,
yes.
Scorpion coming through.
Yes.
To do her thing, just, you know, she's just as cold-blooded as all the other poets out here that have been spitting. Don't let her fool you with all these humble ass,
I'm
going
to try
you
to
know,
be.
Southern Belle conversations
shit.
She be doing. You know, you go there. You go there. But, yeah, I'm glad that you were able to make it tonight. It's been a minute
since
you've been able to
and
speak.
Happy
I know you had a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to wish you a happy anniversary on your show and everything. And it's a wonderful show, wonderful platform for everyone. Everyone is attracted, so attracted to coming here on Friday night and everything. And it's because of, you know, how you make it, you know, and Trish and Kimbrella, you know, coming in on it and everything. So it's a great show, wonderful show. Just wanted to show y'all, all y'all some love on that. But, yeah,
indeed. Well, we definitely appreciate that. You know, Kim and Taraji have elevated, you know, the show. Coming in on host spit, because originally it was just me. You know, now y'all get to get the perspectives and styles of, you know, those two phenomenal poets, you know, after host spit. So it's not just me. You know, it's just dope-ass poetry, you know. And I definitely appreciate them wanting to be a part of it the way that they have, and everybody who's continued to call in and support. But, yeah, you know, we accept, you know, the love that you give, but, you know, what we want the most is that motherfucking poetry you about to spit.
I'm just going to give y'all some.
The mic is yours. I know you got it. You got the bars and shit. You got all that shit. So, yeah, I'm pressing you. The mic is yours.
All right. You and I both know that I have the ability to impress with more than what lies in waiting underneath my dress. Yet, she sits anxiously, but ever so confidently, awaiting the qualified company of the man that has the skill to edge me. I just want to cause some long-lasting effects upon you, and I just want to know if you, if we can just go ahead and do this shit already. Heavy is this feeling, thick is the air, romantically slow winding, coercing us to draw closer together as it lingers in between like an impatient referee. Although it is quite delightful and immensely stimulating, I've grown impatient to this sex mental rehearsing. I want to be engaged with sensuous conversations flowing like rhythmic patterns, indulging in vivid linguistics while blazing flames dance in sync within closed lanterns. Thoughts of me float around your mind like a nimbus. Clouded thoughts are a mist,
due to the pressure and the precipitation forming, causing a slight mist upon your skin surface. I'll be your enchantress, yet no need for an incantation for such a natural situation. I intend on taking your breath away. Let's feed one another exotic fruits, or even if you like, I'll provide you with something that's sweeter than February. Tell me, does he stand straight or have a dangerous curve? Oh, okay, just stop me right now. Cover my mouth with yours. But wait, before you do, just allow me to say, I just want to roll on you like the tides of the ocean. I want you feeling these waves longer than the duration of mere days. I want you to experience this gravitational pull and the arising tide so that together we can ride. And hold on, love, even though you would be securely held between these thighs, you know I got you. Ankles locked behind your back. Again, go ahead and just cover this mouth with yours, because I really should stop manifesting such things as this. It doesn't help the fact that we just attract like magnets. My feelings flow densely around you like the rings of Saturn's precious fragments. I want to be more than your want. I desire to be your need. Are you ready to give? Because I'm sure enough ready to receive. We've subconsciously set a journey to meet at the same frequency, exhaling yet seeking to breathe and to be relieved. Like hot magma spewing from the opening of this volcano, I just can't take this pressure anymore. I want the steam to flow through the sheets and cause your heat to heat each peak. The thought of it causes my entire body to tremble as I await for you to bring upon me the rapturous quake. Until then, she patiently awaits. Butterfly, scorpion.
Then came through and stung the whole motherfucking mic up, talking about, I'm a try. Look here. You talking about, I'm a try. You got lines all through this piece of clever-ass shit. But, yeah, thoughts of me float around your mind like a nimbus. All right. Does he stand straight or have a dangerous curve? Oh, okay. All right. Talking
what?
Shit.
You saw the brain that
experience
up.
Experience this gravitational pull. You got clever and all of that shit. You know, he brought the moon and the waves and the tide, you know, and got smart with the shit. Okay. But then you just going to have to take it here. You will be securely fastened between these thighs, but then you're going to add the ankle lock. Okay. You're going
to
add the ankle lock.
Just want to make sure.
But,
you know, it's safe.
But then you hit me with the clever, like, I just have to say this shit. Like hot magma at the top of a volcano, I just can't take this pressure. I'm done with you. That's it. That's the only thing. That's the last line.
You
can't sit there and say some shit like you ain't cold blooded with the, you know, with the metaphors, but you know, all right. You know, we all know why you came back. We called you Scorpion back in the day. We all know that you've been able to do this. You always come. I'm gonna try with all that.
Just do a little song.
You know, Kim probably saying the same shit on the VIP page. Everybody already know you being cold with it. Like, you ain't fooling none of that.
Well, thank you. I'm innocent. You see this halo? You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
You innocent on the opposite.
I write nursery rhymes around here.
Shit. Motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
They didn't became nursery rhymes for grown-ass people because there ain't no kids reading them. I know that's right. So, yeah, I appreciate you coming through.
Crazy.
You know.
Thank you for having me.
Doing what you do, you know, showing love to the show. We definitely appreciate all right. that. And
thank you. I appreciate you all very much.
Already, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. Hope you continue
right.
to listen, and
I will.
Definitely appreciate the love.
All right, love and light to you all. Bye-bye.
Indeed. You got 267 on the mic.
Oh, hello?
Oh, you ready?
I'm sorry. I'm on. So I was like real relaxed. And when you said
I see. You got shocked to death that you got the mic opened on your head. I just walked in on your ass. What you doing over there?
Oh, man. I'm enjoying this poetry for real. Y'all killing it out. Man, I don't even want to read mine, y'all.
You better read your shit. Y'all. That's what we came for.
Y'all killing it tonight. All these metaphors is messing with my mind. Y'all just taking me places. Every last one of y'all.
Yeah.
How you doing,
Man, I'm awesome. Like, how could I not feel good hearing all this great-ass poetry from these poets? You know, and it's not just, you know, these poets. These are my friends. These are my people. So they're coming through and kicking it with me. You know, it's like a family reunion every time we do this show. It's always feeling like reminiscing when we do this show. So, man, I'm fucking in heaven. I love it.
That's what's up. I can hear it. Goddesses, how you doing, ladies? Man,
indeed.
Y'all,
you know, they
killing it. God,
yes, indeed. Indeed.
I'm
definitely appreciate that.
Yo, y'all killing it. I'm loving this show. And I was like, I was actually going to go to sleep because I had a great day. Great, great day. Man, I got to meet Rain for the first time in my life. And she is a beautiful, beautiful spirit. Yes, yes. My girl, she came through Philly. And you know, we did the lady thing. We had a good time. We had a really, really good time.
That's what's up. Yeah, I heard she was traveling and everything. So I'm glad y'all was able to kick it and shit. She didn't get to make it to the show, but hopefully, you know, she'll be able to make it to the next one.
Yeah, she's going to move. Business lady, handling her business, man. I'm loving it. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all killing me here. I got a little bit of fun. Oh. For those of y'all that don't know who, I know I didn't announce myself. It's La Perla Negra. How y'all doing? Everybody listening. Oh, man. I'm about to slow this down real, real slow for just a short piece. Please.
All right. Well, you know how it is. You know, any piece is welcome. You know, just, you know, as long as it's the shit that you wanted to spit. That's how we feel about it. As long as it's shit that was on your spirit. Spit your best shit for us. So, yeah. So I'm going to press mute. You know, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, callers. The blessing of my hidden new pine goddess. There are stars in my eyes, but it's a wolf beneath my skin. So I run alone in silence to keep her hidden because I know the power of her storm inside me. The cry in my howl is the love story of my soul. Only a select few have actually heard the rarity of its sound and understood my call. Yet the light of my spirit covers all of who I encounter because of the purity I've been charged with. I wake each day humbled, grateful, and thankful. My thirst for knowledge is like the power behind the great whites that suit in open water. The rhythm of ancestral drums dwell within my heartbeat, while the omnipresent eye of beloved keeps track of my foes and guards my path with my footsteps. I am blessed.
And that's just, you know, beautiful poetry. That's all you're just going to come through and give us some beautiful poetry, hit us with the nice, you know, voice and shit, you know how you'd like to do and talk to people. Yeah, that's all good. You know how you do. You try to make it all simple and shit, but you got to give us that voice. We know what you're trying to do. The light that my soul covers all. But that ain't how you said it. You know, the rhythm of ancestral drums beat, and I'm blessed. But you ain't say it like I said it. You said it with that energy that, you know, I'm giving this pressure to y'all. It's a couple lines, but it's pressure. That's what you did. Okay. I ain't mad at you. Give us some pressure. Come through and spit us, you know, about 8-9 lines of pressure. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you come through and give us some more you know, pressure with your voice. I see you've been singing on your page and shit. I expect you to be putting that in porn pretty soon. You got probably got something already together. You'll come through here with the Gladys Knight, and you're going to spit some poetry. That's what you need.
Oh man, I just use so much myself, and I want y'all to be uplifted. Yeah. So if it makes you laugh, if you enjoy it, if it's entertaining, hey, that's all the better. Long as y'all get the
already
message I'm sending. All right, thank you, Keith. I so appreciate this.
Already, I appreciate you coming through. Showing love to the show as always. You know, we count on you coming through every show. So you know, we definitely appreciate that. And hope you can continue to listen in and, you know, catch these poets doing their thing.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm definitely listening. Yes.
All right. I appreciate you. All right. So we're looking at color here. We have 646 on the mic.
What's going on, good brother?
646. Hey, what's happening?
Can you hear me?
Let everybody know who we're listening to. I know who it is, but, you know, you famous and everything. You know, we know your voice, but don't let some of the people know.
I should live to be so lucky.
Who this is.
I stand on the shoulders of giants, and I walk with greatness. So I get to tell people that I know the great Keith Eric, so I'm good. This is J. Rob Watson. Amen. When I told my moms I knew you, she was saying, you need to stop lying. You know you don't know that, man.
Stop lying. So you lie right now. I'm listening for the thunderclap. You lie right now.
It's good to be here, man. And happy anniversary to you, good brother. All the best
man,
and continued blessings unto you, man. Real talk. Real talk. I admire your poetry.
Definitely.
I admire your gift, and I'm a fan. A real, true, diehard fan, bro. Trust and believe.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. I want to throw out there, man, you know, it was dope for real, to do what he did with the show he had you on, man, where people could come through and show love to poets and read their pieces to them and all that shit. You know, that was pretty dope, man. I was glad to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And see how it impacts, you know, us. It's important, you know, to get that love back from poets we respect.
I'm not going to front, man. It was extremely humbling having people spit my poetry in their cadence. But you made me pull over. I wasn't expecting you. And not that I expected anybody, but when my boy came on and said, I want to show some love to J-Rob, I was like, hold up. I mean, I started feeling the kind of way, man, and it just so happened. I'm driving up 95 trying to get home from Virginia. An off-ramp came up where you can get food and stuff. And when I heard you talking, I was like, nah, I'm not going to keep driving. I got to pull over this one real quick. Because I started getting in my own feelings and stuff. And when you spit the piece, bro, and when you said it touched you a certain way, I was like, wow. It hits you different when someone that you really, really, really respect touches your piece and spits it with some, not just clarity, but with class. And, man, you gave it some life, and I was like, wow, my boy did this for me, man. And if people could see me in the car, they could see me getting emotional. So I turned the volume down so y'all couldn't hear it. But I want to tell you, man, I thank you from the bottom of my soul for what you did, man. It meant a whole lot to me. All bullshit to the left and all jokes to the side, that's real talk.
Right,
I just want to say thank you for that, man. That meant a whole lot to me.
Hey, you know what? You know, it's all love, man. You know, anybody who knows me know how I feel about poetry. You know, I'm a give respect to, you know, where it's due. If I think the poetry is dope, you know, I'm gonna tell the person. It doesn't matter, you know, how I might personally feel about that individual or, you know, whatever. If they call the show, spit a dope piece, you know, I'm gonna tell them what it is. You know, I just love poetry itself, man. You know, like, I respect people's pens, and like I said, the piece that you had, man, it just kind of hit me in a certain way because I had a piece similar to the similar type of, you know, picture, and it's like, you know what, you know, I can spit this piece. I can spit this piece like me. Let me go ahead and, you know, and show him, you know, that, you know, we out here reading his shit. Because, you know, as poets, you know, you just never know who's listening, who might be appreciating your work. And so I know it's been a minute since I've been on the show and I've been able to do something, but for me to come through and spit it, was just, you know, me just trying to, you know, show love to poetry as a, you know, as a whole, and letting you know that, you know, know, we see you out here, bro. You know, that's all it is. And for you to appreciate it, that says a lot about you as an individual. You know, you're humble. You appreciate when people see your work. You know, you're not out here looking just for the accolades. You're out here about the poetry as well. And, you know, that's what it's all about for me.
Facts. Absolute facts, man. Yeah, you know, again, man, I can compliment you and not use the same adjective twice, man. That's how much it fills my heart hearing you do my joint. And then, again, man, your friendship means a lot to me. From one black man to another, I just had to tell you, bro, I really and truly appreciate you. From pen to paper to me telling you in person, man, thank you. And that's real.
Already, you know, that's what we do on the mic. That's what we do in poetry. You know, that's what, you know, real, genuine love of the art does, you know, and that's all Renaissance poetry is supposed to be. That's what, you know, I was inspired by with the Harlem Renaissance, the Chicago Renaissance, you know, stuff like that. You know, the poets, you
yes,
know,
sir.
Big up in each other, so in love to each other, helping each other become better as artists. And so, you know, that's what it's all about for me, man. So I definitely, you know, appreciate
absolutely.
Individuals being able to see that. But, you know, with that being said, man, I know you came through to do what you do, which is, you know, spit poetry. So, you know,
indeed.
I'm a fresh mute. Mic is yours.
My man. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time your heart was hurt? Did you count the minutes the cascade fell from your eye? Did the sand in your hourglass ask you did you have enough as each grain fell? Because the human reaction of smiles and cries ask what language are the tears when they fall from your eyes? Did you forgive them? Did you take them back? Did you say never again after your heart was attacked? I mean, when is enough going to be enough? When will you come to the realization that there is a repository in somebody else's territory waiting for you to give your time, some time when you have finally healed? When you have decided that you wanted to be kissed by Afrocentric rainbows that speak Swahili and taste like peppermint leaves surrounded by diced lavender stem. You see, I want you to treat us as if tomorrow can only happen if you can appreciate today, because yesterday was all we had when there wasn't anything promised to us except for those deep kisses that were supposed to taste like eternity, that are meant to last forever, all because your lips said yes. And the only thing that is required of you is to stop crying. Stop crying over unappreciative, unapologetic, regrettable fools that did nothing for you except make you cry. Now stop all that foolishness and come over here and wrap your arms around your personal version of infinity passionately, as if this was the last time that you might see me, because your tears have a home where no more tears will ever fall again. So that when you do kiss me, you kiss me as if there are no more broken sunsets, and as if romantic moonlit nights will never get to see the night of day unless you will it to be. So mote it be. And I only promise that I keep this promise to you. I'm going to bring every single romantic thing that you have ever asked for to be for you as if it was a dream come true. Because that's all you ever asked for. No more tears. And that's at peace.
All right, I see you with the extra romantic shit tonight. All right, this man took it to the motherfucking bottom of the ocean on our ass. The sand in your hourglass. Did the sand in your hourglass ask if you had enough as each grain fell? That's deep as a motherfucker. There is suppositories in someone else's territory. Tomorrow can only happen if you appreciate today. But then, you know, we know how you do. You're going to hit them all in their heart and shit. The only thing required of you is to stop crying. Wrap your arms around your personal version of infinity. Kiss me like there are no more broken sunsets. All right, Casanova. All right, I see you. I'm
trying,
you.
Cat Daddy. I'm
you.
Trying, man.
I see you, man, out here doing your thing, you know.
Like, I got to try to match.
You know? You know, you throwing flowers for real with your shit. You like, why ain't divine on stage, man? You know, throwing no rose petals and shit when you spit poetry, all right?
I be trying.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you, you know. Got a bouquet of flowers,
my
you know,
man.
A bouquet of flowers when you walk around spitting poetry. But it is what it is, man. I ain't even mad at it.
My man, I appreciate you so
definitely
much.
Definitely appreciate you,
bro.
You know. Indeed, man. I thank you for coming through. And
salute to you, King, and happy anniversary, brother. Let me slide off to the left. Man. I know you got people behind me. I won't keep you holed up. But happy anniversary, man.
All right.
Stay up.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that already.
My man.
J-Rob, the wise son, coming through, doing what he do, you know. We're going to go ahead and go to the next call. We got 682 in the building.
Hello.
682.
Yes.
All right. Why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
This is Tony B.
What's going on, Tony B? You enjoying the show tonight?
I am. I'm like listening as I clean and getting inspiration.
Yeah, that's what's up. And so, you know, I know that you said you've been writing. So I'm looking forward to what you didn't put down on the paper. You know, what you got for us tonight.
Just a little bit of something. Just a little bit.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to let you do that thing. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. My love is deep, deep like the ocean's dark floor. Some, but more. Have reminiscent feelings of a warm touch caressing your body like the waves of a midnight tide. Soft kiss, firm planted upon my neck, hands gliding, waking up flames of fire. Traveling through my senses, replenishing emotions lost in the distance. Ticklish whispers lingering, sending warm ripples of electricity, fueling those inner desires. Flashes of kisses, warm, wet, like unheated water. Waking up flames of fire, traveling through senses, unearthing emotions buried deep inside the soul, never knew existing. Yeah, come and explore more, and allow your mind and your body to synchronize and synergize and become one. Because my love is deep like the ocean's dark floor. In
okay, so you're going to get deep straight to the ocean for real. The last line was at the bottom of the ocean. Okay. warm ripples of intensity, flashes of kisses, warm and wet, you know, emotions buried deep inside my soul. I want to explore more. And, of course, the last line, you know, my love is deep. You know, it's the dark ocean floor. Like, okay, I see you over there writing. You know, you're not just scribbling. You writing. All right, good for you, because, you know, you've been over there slacking on the pen now. You know, you're talking about being right, you know.
I was slacking a little, trying to do a lot of stuff. I was cleaning, so I was kind of out of breath tonight. I had to stop.
It's all good. We couldn't tell the way you spit that piece, you know, coming in here like Girl Six, spitting your piece and shit. But, yeah, on the rail. I'm happy that you wrote something. I know it feels good to have a piece that you could, you know, share. So definitely glad you were able to come through and be a part of the show tonight.
Thank you, and congratulations on the successful year with this.
Indeed. It's been a ride, and I, you know, I'm just happy that everyone's continuing to hop in with us and, you know, and continue to share love and share poetry, share energy the way that we do. You know, the Renaissance way. It's all about that genuine shit. So definitely appreciate that real shit.
Indeed. Well, I appreciate
it. Well, Indeed. I'm glad that you made it to the show tonight and continue to listen. Hope that you feel inspired to write some more poetry, come back through. Kim has brought you up before. Like, what happened? What happened to Tony? She ain't come. So now here you are. So I know Kim is happy to hear you spit some pieces tonight, or spit a piece tonight. And we hope to hear you come back again.
I will.
All righty. All right, so we got two more calls after this. We had 11:40, so we, I don't know, we might not make it to the show ender. You might have to go ahead and press one if you're out that show ender. But, yeah, we're going to go to 909 on the mic.
Hola.
Hola. There she is. How are you tonight? And let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
Hi, I'm Ibea. Hi, Innocent. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. Have you enjoyed the show tonight?
Oh, hell yeah. Beautiful poem. Beautiful poem, you know.
I love that response. I love that response. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's been one of those nights. They came to spit. You know, I have to say that every night that we do this show, they come to spit. But it just feels a little extra tonight. It feels like a little extra on these poets tonight. So, yeah, I'm digging it. Definitely appreciate that you have been patient enough to listen to the whole show and to make it in.
Oh, you have beautiful poets here that, you know, gave everything that they have. And it's beautiful when you hear them on the regular show, but this time tonight is different. It's like they have like that bag full of tricks, you know. And hi, Kimbrella,
yeah.
And also Tricia. Happy anniversary to both of you, too.
Already, yeah. Thank you for shouting them out. Yeah, they seem to come with a little something in their bag when it comes to the show. So, yeah, I definitely enjoy that. It's a good feeling. And you know, I always get off the show energized, you know, with that extra energy. So it's definitely appreciated, but I'm going to go ahead and let you, you know, get to do with your thing as well and be a part of the show. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours. You still there? Did we lose her? Blog Talk then kicked. Oh, shit. Boy, I tell you what, Blog Talk is a piece of work. All right. Damn, looks like I'm going to have to go ahead and go to the next caller here because she won't be able to call back in. That's unfortunate. I know she, Bella goes in. If y'all had never heard her, she goes in. And it showed me the call dropped. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. But I hate Blog Talk for doing that shit. They kicked several people off and been hitting my inbox up thinking I'm kicking them. No, Blog Talk is a jerk. They will kick you off the show in a heartbeat. And they just did. So that's unfortunate. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next call here. We got 815 on the mic.
Happy Friday, Keith Eric. It's Tina Storm. I called in so that I could wish you a happy anniversary.
Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I got to say, you know, thank you for what you said about the show to Tina Shaw. And she put it on the page, on her post. That was pretty dope. I really appreciated reading that.
I tell you what, I'm going to use that as the beginning of my freestyle. And I just sent a message to me, Bella, and told her to give me a call. And if she can get in before I'm finished spitting my piece, I'd love to Uber her to the show because I know that she is going to be angry because she can't get in.
Right. That's tough. So, yeah, she called in. Go ahead and put her in. You know, I'll get her on and let her do what she does.
If she calls me, I will share her with y'all.
Already, that's what's up. So, all right, so I'm going to let you go ahead and get to your piece. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Simply titling my freestyle tonight, Renaissance Poetry. To me, Renaissance Poetry is the platform that exists, expects, and encourages that you bring your best because it celebrates the creme de la creme of the poetry community. I felt this way for the previous year, and I still do right now in reality. It's an amazing platform with three hosts who are essentially setting the bar for all of us. Keith Eric is not just the host, but he does the most. Somebody had said to him earlier, did you know shorthand? Because the way that he compliments the poets after they spit their piece to me is amazing. Kimbrella is a beautiful soul who comes on the event page and makes everybody feel like they are being featured. And that's not something that you get every day at every network, I'll be honest with you. I spit pieces everywhere I go, but I love the love that I feel from you. I also want to shout out to Raji because she's been one of my Facebook friends since I first picked up my pen, and Tina Storm is almost a decade old, y'all. I'm so glad that y'all have come back and do what you do because this is a necessity. It's not just optional. It's something that we must do. We have to come through and bring the best that we have because every poet that comes on the mic before you will set the stage. And if you don't feel like it's something that you can do, then maybe you need to elevate your vibrations and as well your energy because this is not just poetry. It is life, the air we breathe, the reason that our hearts beat, the whole existence of a community that holds each other at a higher standard and makes sure that we each do our due diligence, no matter whether or not it's a piece that we wrote or something off the dome. And I come through when I do, and I haven't been able to spit a piece that I wrote before. And if I do, I've got to key style it. I got to add and delete some pieces, maybe a line or two or some bars along the way. But the thing that I love about the Renaissance Poetry Show is Keith Eric says, whatever's on your heart, your mind, and your spirit, share it with us. And so I do so every time I come through. I love this, and I need it like a fix. I'm out here fiending like Pookie, and I just have to say the mic keeps calling me. So I come through every single chance I get. And the first time in a long time this week, it was today. I wanted to be in the queue. I listened to other poetess and poets before I raised my hand because I needed all of you to understand that I don't have to have a mic. I need to. But I love poetry, so I listen to all of you. And when it feels right, I raise my hand. Sometimes I don't, but don't be mad. Just know that I am vibing with you and the poets that have been on the mic before me. So I don't need a microphone when I'm on your mic. But this is what I always say explicitly. One love, one mic, because I mean that to the depth of me. Even if you don't show up on any show where I host, I want you to know that I love y'all the most. These are the poets who make it a possibility for the Renaissance Show that's being hosted every other Friday night, and sometimes we skip one and we're all sad about it with Keith Eric because this is a movement. It's a joy just to participate. I can listen all the rest of my days and never spit a piece without hate. My heart would be open, my mind and my soul would be touched, and I would be blessed. Renaissance poetry is a blessing wrapped in a gift. I'm just happy to be here tonight among all of you so that I too can do this. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Like I say, every motherfucking show that you spit on, it's just dope how you can freestyle your shit, you know, just off the dome. That's just not something everybody can do, you know. And say it in a way where it's making sense. You know, you're not just saying a bunch of wild shit that just come to mind that rhyme. Like, you really saying something. You said this is not poetry, but life. You said this is a community that holds itself to a higher standard. And you said you got a freestyle. You know, I definitely dig that. But by reciting what this mantra is for Renaissance poetry, Keith Eric says, whatever is on your heart and mind, spit that shit. And you said, I need it like a fix, like Pookie. The mic keeps calling me. I wanted to be in queue. I listen because I need all of you. I don't have to have a mic, but I need to. You dropping lines, but you saying some shit. You giving love at the process that you do it. in the process, you know, you're giving love to all of us and telling us that you receive what we're giving as well, which is the reciprocation I've been talking about in the first place on the show. So thank you. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate what you said about us earlier. So without, you know, further ado, obviously, you know, we're running short on time. I'm trying to get this last caller in. I just want to thank you for coming through and showing love. I'm going to put you on the couch here, let you listen to the rest of the show, and bring in 405. Thank you. All right, we got a little time. We're going to try to bring in the last two callers. We got the show killer trying to get in here. We got 405. What's going on, 405?
Hello, it's T. Michelle. How are you guys doing?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. She didn't press motherfucking one.
I put down my pen and I stopped doing my article. I don't need to spit because I'm looking at the time right now. I just want to come and show love and tell you guys personally, happy anniversary to you, to Kimbrella, to Trisha. Y'all did the damn thing, celebrating you guys. Let's do it the whole weekend. So, yeah, there you go. Merry Christmas. Ha!
I appreciate that. And I'm still looking forward to when you come through and spit. So when you press one next time, I want some.
No, I promise
I
you.
I appreciate the love.
I hit the one way earlier, and then Blog Talk kicked me off a wench. And then I tried to come back. It kicked me off the.
Blog Talk on some whole shit. That's what they do. But yeah, I'm definitely
looking forward
to hearing you spit, you know. So, yeah.
I'll be back next time, I promise.
I'm excited. Yeah, please do. Press one. You have yet to spit on the show. You've definitely showed a lot of love to the show, but I definitely want to hear that poetry you got. So I'm looking forward to that. So thank you for the love. Thank you for the post you made today. You are dope as fuck. Just got to let you know.
Thank you. All I'm going to see you guys. You guys did a great job.
All righty. Well, thank you again. I ain't going to put no pressure on you to spit, but, you know, next time.
I mean, I got it locked and loaded, but, I mean, like I said, I'm looking at the time.
Locked and loaded. Go ahead and spit it. We got seven minutes. I know Keith can come straight in and spit. Like, we can do this. If you got your poetry locked and loaded, let's go. Press and mute now. The mic is yours.
I am what it is. These words are not purposed to offend. It is not intended to intimidate. Being a black woman just is. It is not something I chose. It is not something I get to wash away, nor does it have the capability to flow down the drain. It just remains. The fire I carry as a black woman cannot, should not, and will not be contained. We are explosive passion beings, mysteries of the earth. Our bloodline bears life, health, strength. Still mind-boggling the science today, they use our healing DNA as medicine. We've been tested and tortured to rise again. They call us resilient. Despising the fact that we won't just die, we replicate, we multiply, we breathe our life force back into our black men, and they in turn plant seeds to transform the multitude of nationalities, encouraging a harvested reality just like mine. We reach beyond the epidermis. What many call stereotypical poison, we call our melanin, and I stand proud in it. Adorned from head to toe with an armor of honor, my lineage of ladies has nurtured and nourished many of culture, creed, and religion from their bosom. And to many like me, they have passed the torch. For years, many people lied to us to muffle our haunting echo. How dare we seek and find our light? How dare we speak and define our strength? How dare we sound off and take pride in ourselves? But we are a picture powerfully painted, painfully pretty and proud. Deny not, I, thy crown rest high, forever reign, I, but you desire me, silent, silently. You want me to speak lower than a hiss, but it is not a secret. Me loving me and telling my truth is not racist, but you not wanting me to is. In peace.
Oh, you better motherfucking spit for, you know, shit, me. Telling my truth is not racist, but you telling me not to is shit. That right there is just fire, but being a black woman just is. My fire cannot be contained. Our bloodline gives birth You know, we won't die. We multiply. We encourage our black men. You know, they see us poison. We call melanin. You know, how dare we speak and find our light? Like, you killed the peace. Like, you went in on the plight of black women and let us know how powerful, you know, you are in this piece. I definitely enjoyed that. And, you know, would love to give, you know, much more feedback. But I appreciate you coming through and hitting it. And I know they're giving it to you on the event page. I'm so grateful that you spit on the show, and I'm excited. And I'm very thankful for you pressing one.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful evening.
Already. Got her to spit on the motherfucking show. Boy, y'all don't even know what's going on. Man, I'm in a good space. We got the show killer. What's up, man?
What's happening?
What's up, dog? I know you got some shit for you, so, you know, I'm going to let you go and get straight to it, show killer. We got 4 minutes. I'm going to let you do what you motherfucking do, which is kill the show. So I'll press mute.
All right, let me speed read. I have the notebook. Optimus Prime, poetry's protector. I transform to be relentless of pretentious pretenders, pretending like to take their craft as serious as this. See, I'm serious with the spit. I'm a book bag, backpack, knapsack, packer that will give slackers a long nap if you touch my backpack. Actors, my pen is the fear factor. No Joe Rogan, the host of One Man Show in our form. I'm not your ordinary poet. My mind is outside of your norm. I think outside the box, that's inside the box, thinking outside the box. I am sanity inside an insane asylum. Your periodical hitman. Proverbial scribes hidden in secret castles ran by crooks. Always a vacancy, no mental capacity. I keep your darkest secrets written down in my notebook. See, my spit's bananas. Split down the middle between a cipher of books, spillers, and bananas. One stage, one mic, this is a real big game. Moving from a real sick man. Peace. My career is a big bang. Once it changed, the more it stayed the same. It took me a few years, but now I finally found my niche lane. But they do say life's a bitch lane, but not mine, I'm good. Single-handedly, stop banging, stop singing, I got my babies out of the hood. So anything beyond that can't fuck with what I'm doing. Can't change my mind nor alter what I'm pursuing. I'm on a hot pursuit to keep spitting and teaching the youth. So there will be hope for the future. Because without the present, there is no future. I am Keith. Let me speak. Peace.
Now that's how you end a motherfucking show with nothing but straight bars and metaphors and like, y'all already know who the motherfucking notebook is, man. Shit, y'all.
The happy anniversary, my brother.
Man, I appreciate that, dog. Definitely appreciate that, man. We at the end of the show, man. I appreciate, you know, the love everybody is. We finally got, you know, Bella in, but we got like 2 minutes, and y'all already know what Blog Talk is going to do, man. She's going to end this shit. They're not going to give her a chance to spit but 2 or 3 words, if that. But I appreciate her. And Bella, whenever you call into the next show, you come and go first. I know Joe going to probably beat you in, but I'm going to get you in the first, you know, on the show because, you know, Blog Talk screws you out. Joe will understand. Joe will understand. I thank everybody for coming through tonight. It's been a hell of a night. It's crazy how dope all of you are. And I'm humbled, and I know that Kim and Taraji are humbled by, you know, everything that you guys have done for us tonight and have said to us tonight. But, you know, this is it. This is Renaissance Poetry. I appreciate you, Keith, for being the show killer, doing what you do. And this is Epiphany Radio, and we will be back in a couple of weeks. Peace.